Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
I mean, if Dylan is a character, I'm sure he could shoot lightning out of his ass.
In these trees, and I just catch him just in the nick of time, see him start dropping the deuce.
No, I actually know, and you guys are probably going to laugh at this.
We'd never laugh at you.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I wanted to be a basketball player.
I don't know what the fuck they were, Dylan. I don't know what they were used for.
That'd be amazing if it was an insect holder.
And I didn't realize it was him, and like I looked over and I'm like sitting next to him. I'm like, oh man, I'm sitting next to Pitbull. And he's like, hey man, or whatever he does.
P.S. I've attached a picture of myself in the shower so you can check me out.
Hi, welcome to episode 57 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey boys, we're back. We're back in the saddle after an amazing weekend out in the Chicagoland area.
Whoa. I didn't go anywhere.
I'm talking about Jim and I.
Yeah, we know you didn't go. We were bummed.
Yeah, you were like, it was like a disturbance in the force.
Why is that?
You're like, oh man, just like something was amiss. And it was because I wasn't there.
You had a lot of other
people.
Yeah. We had Canadian correspondent Paul there. We had our buddies Brad and Trevor and Biscuit there. And our good friend Laura was out there hanging out with us during Dark Lord. We had a fun time. Oh.
Wow.
Did he forget somebody?
Yeah.
No. This has got special mention. You know who I got to meet?
Forgot somebody.
Did I forget somebody?
Your brother.
What?
Your brother?
Oh, yeah, Sean was there. That's right.
Sarge of the week.
I'm just fucking around. Yeah, Sean was there. We had a great time.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know if you... I think he's just trying to save face.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, Sean was there. We had a great time.
All right. You're fucking around. Yeah. All right.
I had a great time with Sean. We went to, we'll get into that. But I had a really good time hanging out with my brother and got to spend a lot of quality time with Jim.
I know
you're jealous.
Know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? I mean, it was great hanging out with those guys, but you know who I got to meet, Dylan?
Dylan?
I don't know.
I got to meet the amazing, the wonderful E.T. the E-Man.
Oh yeah,
man. Yeah, really cool dude, man. We had some beer.
Well, fuck, man. Let's not bury the lead. Let's just say what we're fucking drinking and get into this. Cause fuck, I want to know what happened.
Well, wow. You'll find out what happened. But before we get there, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod and follow us on Instagram to get sexy pictures of Jim on Instagram at Jim's BBQ Pod. Believe me, you guys know I have the sexiest picture of Jim on my fucking phone right now.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
That picture. It's not gonna show up anytime soon, but maybe a certain night or a special night. Maybe that picture will one day rear its, it's not really ugly, but it kind of is.
That's all right. I've got a shocker surprise photo of yourself, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike's seen it.
Have I?
Is it from when I didn't actually leave the hotel?
Uh-oh. Remember the picture I showed you in the van, Mike?
In the what?
And said Dylan has no idea I have this?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm intrigued now.
Maybe I'll enjoy it all that much more when I see it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I probably got the Crandall gloss over for that picture and didn't even realize it at the time.
No, there's so much that happened, Jim. I'm sorry. I just can't remember everything.
It's all good.
Well, if people have questions about this picture, Jim, where can they find us?
Oh, they can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. They can either get sexy pictures of me or you. And you can go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Yes, indeed. Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
He sounded so ominous. Yes, indeed.
So, Dylan...
That is much to Jim's secret, by the way.
Oh, indeed it is. Indeed. How's that? Is that better?
Yes, indeed. Alright, so guys, I had a boring fucking week. Nothing interesting happened.
What?
No, wait.
Wait a minute, I don't know if that's true.
Hang on a second. Dylan, you may have had a boring week, but what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Sierra Nevada Hoptimum Triple IPA. Just got it in work yesterday.
Mm.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty damn, actually really damn good. It's so bitter that it doesn't even taste like you're drinking beer. I like it. Gets Dylan's stamp of approval.
Good. Good.
What about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
I have from Jack's Abbey their Mole Framinghammer. It's aged in bourbon barrels.
Mole, 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 mole.
Hey, Jim, do you know what a mole sauce is, like in like Mexican cuisine?
Yep,
I like basically, it tastes like that, except in beer form.
Hmm. It's like a little bit of cinnamony, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, a little chocolate, a little cinnamon, a little bit of a spice, you know, from the cinnamon and probably some peppers, you know? It's got a really good flavor to it.
Hmm.
Really digging this one.
It's like Sunday mole stout.
Yeah, man.
Mole, 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 mole.
Very similar. But, you know, Jack's Abbey does usually a pretty good job as far as the flavor profile goes for these Framinghammer beers. I don't know how many of them you've had, Dylan, but...
I've had exactly zero.
Really? Do you not get the Framinghammers your way?
We don't have... Jack's Abbey doesn't distribute in Jersey.
Oh, man. You've got something to look forward to, then. We'll try and procure you some. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, they do... I mean, minimally, I know there's the mole one, obviously. Vanilla, PB&J is another one. There's one I think they do in brandy barrels. There's a few. I think I've seen at least half a dozen different Framinghammer variants.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hook so a brother up.
Yeah, man, we'll take care of you at some point. Some point when I'm able to get them for you, I'll get them for you.
Appreciate that. Look at that. Jim's BBQ brothers looking out for each other.
Hell yeah, man.
It's like a three-man wolf pack.
Jim, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Hopping Frog Double Oatmeal Imperial Stout.
Wow.
Nah, really? I mean, I'm drinking some Mountain Dew and cream soda.
Ah.
I was about to say, were you just trolling me before?
Why?
Because, like, you sent me the picture, so I could post it on Instagram, right. And if you were just like, heck, gotcha, fucker.
See, I mean, given, something that we'll get into about Jim and this weekend, it wouldn't shock me if he was drinking, like, a Hoppin' Frog Double Imperial Oatmeal Stout, because, we'll get there, but... I think Jim's got a taste for the good life now, Dylan.
We've converted him.
I think so.
One of us.
One of us. I don't know if I'd go that far yet, but I definitely dug it. We'll get into it.
I mean, we've talked about it, and what we did this past weekend is we went to Dark Lord for the second year in a row. Dark Lord being a huge beer release festival that takes place in Munster, Indiana, which is just outside of Chicago. And it was a pretty good time. It's a pretty good time. We'll get to some of the things that occurred that maybe made some of the time not so good. Some of the trials and tribulations.
Ooh, what a callback.
Yes. But we'll get to that point. But hey, you know what? It was a good time with Paul and Trevor and Brad and Laura and Jim
and Sean
and Biscuit. So as I was getting into it, Sean and I set out from Rochester on Wednesday of last week, and we stopped in Cleveland and went up to Fatheads Brewing. Had a good time there, had some good tasty beers, watched a little bit of hockey. It was good. It was a good time. The only review I have of Fatheads in Cleveland versus the one in Pittsburgh was the food seemed spicier for some reason. I couldn't quite figure it out. Everything was really spicy that I had.
I'm spicy!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there. But, the next day we went, which was kind of fun, is we met up with our good friend Katie in Cleveland and went to breakfast with her. And then we went to one of Jim's favorite places in Cleveland.
Fuckers.
We went to BA Sweeties.
Such
which is this really, well, you know, you pimped it so hard to us, man.
Yeah, I know, but still. I just always vision it being us together for the first time.
Well, next time we go, we'll walk in hand. How about that, Jim?
Maybe?
Okay. Dylan, next time we go, we'll walk in hand to hand with each other, okay?
Wow.
I mean, that we just have to do that for the novelty of the sight of you and me doing that.
Right, exactly.
Because you'll probably just pick me up off the ground every time you throw your arm up.
Oh, there goes Dylan again.
Like, ah! And then Mike was banned from the store as he threw a young child through the door and it broke the glass.
Yeah, I was figuring right through the glass at the front entrance there. That would definitely cause some damage.
I'm just like, ow, I'm in so much pain. And everyone's ignoring me.
What?
What?
Huh? Oh, I think he was. I think he was Jim making a joke that everybody was ignoring you.
I did. But...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So did you get some sweets?
Yeah, I got some candy. It was pretty good. Good selection of candy. There was a few things that Liz had me on. I was on the phone with Liz, and she had me looking for that I couldn't find in the store. I mean, the store is massive, though. But
massive.
Just couldn't find them. But, you know, there's always probably going to be future visits. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
The other really cool thing about that place, and I know this is one of the things I think Jim was really high on about this place. Was
Jim was high on something?
Right. Yeah, man. Well, when I get to that point, you'll understand why I say that. It's the soda selection there.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen some pictures in the past of it. And, you know, Jim might have been holding that camera with his third arm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. But that craft soda selection there is pretty intense.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's good sounding flavors, and then it's not so good sounding flavors. Like there's sarsaparilla and root beer and cream soda and grape soda and cola and all sorts of different kind of flavors. And then you get around to this other aisle, and there's puke. I don't know who the hell would want that. There was one that looked absolutely disgusting. It looked like the flavor was peanut butter.
Oh God, I thought you were gonna say something else.
Well, no, it kind of looked like something else. It looked like shit. I mean, it.
Well, when you started saying pee, I was like, oh no.
No, it wasn't piss flavored. It was peanut butter, but it kind of looked like shit. Just not appealing at all. Oh, boy. I mean, it fun store. You know, it's kind of neat. I mean, I know Jim's been there. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just rows and rows of candy and novelty items. And
it's like a Sam's Club or a BJ's or I don't know what other, like,
yeah, they do sell a lot of stuff in bulk. They have pinatas there, I believe. I think I saw pinatas.
I mean, it's like a warehouse store, like a Sam's Club or a BJ's or whatever, but just all candy.
You should have brought a pinata to Dark Lord Day.
Oh, that would have been fun.
That would have went well.
You should do that next year.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the next part was rather boring. I mean, we made the drive out to the Chicago area next. I mean, pretty typical drive. I mean, you saw some of what we encountered, Jim. Lots of construction.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that part kind of sucked. But, I mean, we got there. We relaxed for a little bit, and then we met up with Brad at this really cool beer bar/bottle shop. I think it's probably, I mean, if we continue to do this trip for the next few years, it'll probably be like our headquarters, place that we'll go to the most. Just because it's just it's a really cool place.
You talk about
it's not going to be it's not going to be the HQ. It's going to be the BQ.
Are you talking about not untapped open bottle?
The open bottle. Yeah.
I thought that place had a really cool vibe just in general.
Oh yeah, very relaxed atmosphere. Lots of cool beers on tap. Lots of cool beers to purchase. You know, just all sorts of great stuff there. Really cool people that work there and own it. We got to meet some of them. Yeah, I mean, I can't recommend that place enough. But we met Brad up there and had, I think, a beer or two. And then we had to go pick up Jim at the airport. And it's a little bit of a hike. I mean, you remember we were coming basically from the same direction as we did last year, Dylan. And it's a little bit of a hike to get there. But
did you fly into Midway or
same airport? You flew into Midway.
You flew into Midway, okay? Because yep. I was wondering if you flew there O'Hare.
That was probably the most seamless thing, though, was actually picking Jim up outside. We literally just looped around like a second time, and he was right there.
Yeah,
so it was very businesslike, Jim too. He was very nicely dressed. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, this is a gym like I've never seen.
Yeah, because normally he's the one picking people up.
Yeah.
Jim's a different person when you're grabbing him from the airport.
He's very professional looking.
Well, I was all dressed up because of work, because, you know.
Right.
I think Dylan's talking about when I scared the shit out of him.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, well, that was something special.
Gotcha. I don't know that any of us could have fit in the trunk of Brad's car. I mean, maybe Brad could, but then that would have left Sean or I driving. But
that's when I would have come in handy.
Yeah, definitely. So Jim, I think you got to kind of relay this story at this point, because we didn't know the level of stress that you went through to actually get to Chicago. We had no idea. We had no idea what we were picking up. When we got to the airport, we knew there was a little bit of a delay on the flight, but other than that, we had no clue what was about to be unleashed in the vehicle. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and
how bad was his gas?
No, that was not that, dude.
We'll get to that point. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'll just say as like a little bit of a preview. It was Jim, Sean, and myself in a hotel room for the entire weekend.
It smelled like man.
It smelled worse than man. But we'll get to something that I have plans for the next time we do.
First of all, the flight took off at 5:30, not 6:30. And I've been known to make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I make them all the time. So I'm like, fuck, how did I get the time of the flight wrong? Well, my emails say 6:30, but I get to the airport, it's 5:30. So I don't know if it was telling me 6:30 because it literally was, you know, it would have been 6:30 Eastern time since I booked it, you know.
What time did you get to the airport?
What time did I get there? I got there a little after 4.
Oh, okay.
Say about 4:30 maybe, between 4:20, 4:30. But my paperwork said 6:30, so I don't know. I don't know. My emails, paperwork, whatever you fucking want to call it. So I get there. So I'm right away. I'm like, fuck. Well, I lose an hour. Get up. Southwest has new systems, new computers, and a new just system that they're working, like to check people in and everything. So this line is just slow. Nobody's going anywhere. So me and this other dude that were in line went out to the guy out front. You know, there's guys that'll take your baggage and you know give them a tip and they'll throw it on there and check in.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. So then I start heading towards my flight. So, get to go through security. There's only one of three gates open, and it's the one all the way down at the end. So of course the line's long as fuck. I'm like, motherfucker. So there's that. So we get up to, and there's, you know, after I've been in line for like a half an hour, they start like bustling around at this one that's in front of me. So literally get right past it and they open it up. And I'm like, I got a 5:30 flight. Can I like scoot over here. I just like, they're like, no, just keep going. I'm like, you sons of bitches. So, and for whatever reason.
Did I not tell you that Newark is the worst?
Oh, you did. And I've heard it. I just, this is the first time I've ever flown out of there. Or even into, or did I fly it? Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, out. But so, and the air conditioning's not working in the security area. So it's fucking balls hot. And when I get hot, I get fucking cranky. So there's that. Going through, finally get through it, get up to where my flight is. The air conditioning is not working in the terminal area either. So again, it's even hotter down there because there's more people. So finally get on the fucking plane, sit down, you know, get the little thing that's above you to blow air on you. Sitting there in the airplane, you know how it always starts to get warmer once it's...
Jim's like ripping his shirt off. He's pulling the one from the seat next to him.
I was about to.
He's like, I'm fucking hot.
I was, dude. I was fucking hot.
He's got all the little air nipples pointed at him.
So,
they are, right? They're like little air nipples.
So, I'm just picturing myself do that. So,
It's kind of hot.
I think so, and it's me. So, so I get down there. I'm on the plane. So, like I said, you know, as a plane, you're sitting on a plane. Like, when you take off, it does cool off, and there's, you know, air blowing around the cockpit, but... It you're sitting there, and we're waiting and waiting. They get on the mic. They're like, oh, we're going to make up time in the air. We'll get everybody there on time, if not a little bit early. And then we're already, like, 20 minutes past our takeoff time. I'm like, I guess maybe it's possible, but I doubt it. So, like, at 40, 45 minutes, they're like, oh, something shifted in the belly of the plane. Blah, 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 blah. This is, like, 40 minutes. So the plane's late already. And then we take off another 15 minutes after that. So it's like...
And then something was shifting in Jim's belly.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know what? Thank you, Mike. One part I did forget to tell you. So I go to sit down in my seat. You know, there's three seats. So it's a dude and his wife.
Like, sir, we need to ask you to get off this plane.
Nice. So it's a dude and his wife. And, you know, the seat between them is open. And I'm like, you know, you guys want to scoot over? Or you want, you know, be next to each other? Or do you want me by the window? Because I don't care. And the dude's like, you can have the aisle if you want. And I'm like, okay. So he sits down. He must have had an upset belly, because every time I fucking fell asleep, he's waking me up going, you mind if you let me out again? I'm like, motherfucker. Now I know how them fuckers at the Guns N' Roses concert felt. So finally get to the airport, get off, go get my luggage, and, you know, go to the baggage claim. So you know how everybody goes over to the baggage claim. They're standing there waiting for the stuff to come down the ramp. Sitting there, I see one of my bags come down. Because I made me check my carry-on because there was no room left. So I grabbed it, and I'm standing there. And, like, another couple minutes go by. This lady just fucking comes up behind me. Well, I didn't know it was a lady at first, but full, like, on checks me from behind, like a fucking hockey check. I mean, not like a bump, but, like, fucking just rails me. Grabs her fucking luggage, like, whips it off, spins it around, slams it down on the ground, lifts up her little thing to roll it away. Starts pulling, it stops and turns around and looks at me and goes, at least I can say excuse me. So I...
wait, hold on, time out. So she could say, at least I can say excuse me, but she's still just like rammed into you?
Right, as she was insinuating I did something, which I don't know what I did. Because the only thing I can think of is like, I had my backpack. So maybe I bumped somebody with my backpack or something and not knowing it. But I mean, whatever I did wasn't intentional. So, I have no idea still what I did. And, dude, after the day I fucking had, I was just spent. And, like, it was just, like, a surreal moment, like, slow-mo in my mind. Like, so much stuff happened in my mind, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? How about you just suck my fucking dick?
You said that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, stops and looks at me, and she goes, excuse me? And I'm like, I said,
and
how
you're
about...
like, there you go, you said it.
And I went... No, I went, she goes, excuse me, and I went, I said, how about you suck my dick? And she just stormed off, like, with her thing or whatever, and I'm like, I was over my limit, man.
Oh my God.
Jim goes,
welcome to Chicago!
What'd she say, Dylan?
I think it's hilarious that she fucking, like, just bumps, like, just rams the shit out of you, and it's just like, well, at least I can say excuse me.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
What an asshole.
I'm not a complete asshole. I mean, I could have... If I would have known I would have bumped somebody or did something, I would have been like, oh, man, sorry, I, you know, or whatever, or, you know, shimmy, like, and take my bag off or whatever. But I have no idea what I did, or even if it was me. Maybe I have no idea. So
it's so volatile, but it's kind of funny.
It is. He's regaling us the story.
So
I'm sure you guys are cracking up.
Oh my god, it was hilarious, dude. I mean,
like,
I'll kick
you
back.
We're laughing as hard as I'm laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fucking hysterical. I mean, who would ever think that would be Jim's reaction?
Dude, I was done, dude. I was like, if I was a dude, I might have taken a swing at him. That's how fucking spent I was at that point. So, and then got my other bag that they made me check, and then walked out, literally, you know, I'm looking for the van. I didn't even think Brad would be driving. I don't know why, but I just had it in my head that it was going to be Mike, and they come pull it up, and all I hear is, Jim!
And Brad walks up, he's like, hey, Jim, and Jim's just like, suck my dick, man! And he's like, sorry, and Brad's like, what?
Well, no, the funny thing about, like, we pulled up, and Brad goes, I think that's Jim right there. I'm like, where? He's like, in the gray shirt and the dress pants. I'm like, huh?
You're like, Jim in dress pants?
He's like, right there. I'm like, I'm not seeing this guy. Brad's like, straight.
He's like, I can see him plain as day. What's wrong with you?
He's like, straight ahead. I'm like, I'm looking. I don't see him. And then finally, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that is Jim.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting all bent right now thinking about it.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Are you getting like a rage boner?
But so, yeah. I mean, I was trying to think of where I was going.
I just can't believe you said that. Oh, I still can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. As we're pulling up to where he is, I rolled down the window. You remember all the difficulties we had finding Trevor there last year, right?
Was fucking, yeah. Oh, there he is. Some random fucking woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's that bad there that it's just so many people picking people up. There's taxis everywhere. There's buses. I mean, it's just chaos out there. It's probably the worst traffic I've seen at an airport. It's just, it's nuts. And it's the problem with it being so bad is that it's in a really small area. It's not like it's, you know, like a huge airport. It's just a really small, tiny area where all these people are congregating. So it ends up kind of making it really bad. Fort Lauderdale was bad in its own right, but it was bad for different reasons, I think.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So yeah, I roll down the window, and as we're rolling past, I go, Jim! And
that's when all the fun begins.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he kind of looked twice because he didn't realize it was me at first.
I was completely looking for the van, that's why.
Ah, okay.
Like, the car completely threw me off, and I'm like, it took me a second, I'm like, oh, fucking Brad's gotta be driving.
Yeah.
But pretty much from there on out was a constant fucking fun storm, though.
Oh, certainly. I mean, we made our way, actually, that night we decided to go to Three Floyds for really late fucking dinner.
Wait, I gotta interrupt you, though, because even if you do mention it, I gotta give it an honorable mention. Those fucking cheese curds. Wow.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to the cheese curds.
All right.
Don't you worry.
Okay. That definitely needs a mention. Dude, I was so pissed. I was like, you fucking bitch.
Ridiculous.
Oh, it's so
funny. It was.
So how was Three Floyds pre-Dark Lord Day?
Actually, you know, we went Thursday, and then we went back Friday as well. And I got to tell you, there was parts of Thursday that were far more enjoyable. And one of the things that was nice about Thursday is that it wasn't really busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we walk into the brew pub, which I was shocked at how small it was. Like, it was just, I mean, so freaking tiny, it was ridiculous, Dylan. I'm trying to equate it to something... someplace that we've been to.
It probably would be like some of the bars I go to in like Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean, as it turns out, it had like a little bit of a bigger dining area further back, but it wasn't that much bigger.
Was it like John's Tex-Mex small?
Maybe marginally bigger than that.
Oh, wow. That's really tiny.
Yeah, like maybe about twice the size as that place. Like the dining area. Maybe a little bit bigger, but not by much.
You can't eat it in the tap room?
It's just the brew pub, and it's got like a really big bar, and then it's got some seats in the bar area, like or some tables in the bar area, and then it's got this other like long lane of tables next to that. There's not really a tap room per se. It's not like really wide open and big, like say like Three Heads or Swiftwater that you've been to, like here in Rochester. Yeah. There's no like outdoor seating or anything like that, which I'm kind of surprised that they don't do that because they got like a ton of space there that they could potentially do that. Mm. It wasn't that busy Thursday, and so that we got a table like immediately, which was kind of cool. Apparently, Brad said that usually you can wait upwards of like a half hour or so typically for a table there.
Jeez.
Yeah. We had dinner there. Jim mentioned the cheese curds, which was like one of their appetizers. They're basically fried cheese curds. They were freaking delicious. So much so that we went back on Friday. I had them again Friday, which may have been ultimately a mistake. But we'll get to
that later.
But we had some really good beer there. The beer, they had this barrel-aged IPA. Called Mother Dreadnought, which was really tasty. So much good stuff. The food was decent. They have like a little bit of an area where like you can buy souvenirs and tchotchkes and shit like that, and then bottles as well. You know, like what they have available for to go. That was one of the other nice things is Thursday when we went there, there was no line for the bottle to go bottle area. There's like no line there. It was beautiful. We got in, ordered what we want, and left. We drove back. We were staying not too far from where Brad lives in Tinley Park. We were staying there at the lovely La Quinta Inn and
L'Equestrious Lavernus Inn.
Yeah. Well, that's a callback, huh? Yeah, and we just made plans with Brad to meet up with him and Trevor the next morning, which we promptly did back at one of our favorite places, the Open Bottle, which was open, I think they opened at 10 a.m. We got there, not too long after that time.
Yeah.
And, they had put a keg of Revolution Brewing's Cafe Death on, which was outstanding. I think this might be about the time that like Jim really started trying the stouts out.
Which Hailstorm is where I really tried it.
Oh, because I mean, I know you tried the Dark Lord out, like because they did. They had a vertical of Dark Lord at Open Bottle, like sample free samples of it, like from what was it, 13, 14, 15, and 16, right, Jim? I think that's what it was. It was four of them. Yeah, it was 13 through 16.
Yeah, yep. And I got, 14 and 15, I think, to taste. And I tasted them, but that isn't really where I actually had a full glass at Hailstorm.
Right. So we hung out there for a little bit, tried some beers out. Three Floyds Cracked the Sky was most excellent.
I love they made a fucking beer after that at Mastodon album.
Then we went across the street, right? And we went to 350 Brewing, which I'm amazed we made it, you know, like we made it to there after what we had at the Open Bottle. I was like, man, maybe we should take a break because the beers that we had at the Open Bottle were pretty heavy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to give a shout out to the Caribbean Jerk Wings, though. They were fucking delicious.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Very nice. It was very good. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, 350 was pretty good. They had some decent beers on. According to Laura, our friend Laura, she said that they typically have a bit more on tap, but they seem to be pretty busy as far as brewing stuff. So they're probably They were probably working on some new stuff. But it was pretty cool. Coincidentally, right in the same plaza as 350 Brewing was something that Sean was really looking forward to. Ooh. Was the
Al's Beef.
Al's Italian Beef, which I had never had before. And Jim, you had had it before, hadn't you?
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Which,
yeah, it was delicious. It was, I mean, it's kind of like a steak sandwich, except they dip, like, basically the whole thing, bread included, into, like, au jus sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you can get it dipped or wet, you know.
Yeah. What's the difference between those two? Like, I know dipped is obviously, they dip the whole damn thing in there. Is wet, like, they just give you the au jus, like, on the side or something?
I think wet is everything inside the bun is wet.
Oh, like, maybe they, like, they put the au jus over the stuff that's inside the bun, right?
But the dipped, everything's dipped. Gotcha. I'm sure when E-Man listens to this, if we're incorrect, he will make sure that he corrects us.
Yeah, please do, E.T.
Please, E.T. Oh, no.
Let us know. But that's actually, you mentioned that. That's about the time that we met up with E.T.
Right about then, yeah.
E-Man. Yeah, it was right at Al's, you know. He met up with us right about at lunchtime, and he had some Al's himself. He had some of Jim's hot Italian beef.
Mm-hmm. No, Al's. My beef was later.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, and then ultimately after that, well, short while after that, we all went to Hailstorm, which was pretty cool. Nice place. Some really good beer, and I think this is actually, like Jim alluded to, this is where he really got his taste for Imperial Stouts.
Yeah.
I gotta say, man, based on like what you're telling me, you might have been dealing with Dylan being Dylan for more than one day.
And we had bigger, grandiose plans for the weekend that we ended up kind of taking out of the equation just because of the distance it would have taken us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, originally, we were going to go up to Pipeworks and Half Acre, and we never even made it that far.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, well, and there's
going to be something to do next year.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking. And there was a good reason that we didn't, you know, because after we went to Hailstorm, we ended up, going back to the hotel briefly for a pit stop, if you will.
What, y'all have to poop?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. those cheese curds from the previous evening plus Al's Italian Beef, it was all starting to add up. You know what I'm saying?
Know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then we ended up driving out to back to Three Floyds. And we had a few more people with us at that point that we met up with. Paul and Biscuit had finally arrived, and they wanted to go out to the brew pub. They wanted to check that out. And oh, there was one other thing I wanted to mention about the brew pub when we were there Thursday night. And it's good to bring it up at this point because of the comparison between the two nights. What was one thing that we could actually do Friday as opposed to Thursday, Jim?
Friday.
Well, it's pretty simple. We could actually carry on a conversation.
Oh, yeah. The fucking... Dude, as much as I dug the movie or the music, you could. I mean, I was lucky to hear Sean, and he was sitting right next to me at fucking.
Were they just Three blasting Floyd. Metal? Were they blasting metal?
Oh, not blasting that, metal, like, dude. It was
cookie
like
Cookie Monster shit.
Oh, wow. Like death metal.
Yeah.
Why's it got to be shit?
Yeah, it was just really, really loud. It could have been any music. It could have been good shit, bad shit. It didn't matter. But it was just really fucking loud.
And it was just like,
yeah, I couldn't hear across the table to Sean and who was sitting across from me. Jim, you were sitting across from me, right?
No, I was across from Brad. Sean was across from you.
Yeah, I couldn't hear either of you like that entire dinner. But Friday night when we went, you know, like we had a huge group, and we ended up actually waiting for a table there and just had some drinks, had some appetizers. But the music was a little bit less invasive. I don't think it was even as like loud or metal-like. It was, I mean, I'm not saying it was like soft rock, but it wasn't like, it didn't seem like it was as obtrusive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had a good time there. I had the cheese curds again, which were probably a mistake because, again, my stomach was starting to go, oh no, too much cheese.
the Kurds were making some turds.
Yeah, they were trying. That was part of the issue. But after that, if we didn't have enough cheese at that point, we went to Giordano's for deep dish after that.
Dude, what time did you go to that place? Because, like, when I was watching, like, you check it, it was like, damn, it's like 10:30.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty late.
Yeah, it was. We got there, I think, at 9. We didn't get out of there till almost midnight.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty damn late. In retrospect, maybe we should have skipped it. Just...
No.
Well, I meant that... Well... No. Well, when I explain what I mean by that, you'll probably agree. Because of the experience that we had Saturday night, maybe we should have skipped it.
Saturday night.
Maybe we should have stuck at Three Floyds instead on Friday night and then gone to Giordano's Saturday.
Yeah.
The pizza kind of wreaked havoc, I think, on a lot of us. The bad thing about staying out that late, Dylan, was the next morning we had to get up early for Dark Lord.
Yeah, I probably would have not been feeling that.
Well,
so is this something to learn by for next year? Because
yes,
you know me, I got to be up like 3 hours before I go somewhere. So
yeah, and clearly Jim, Sean, and I weren't having too much of a part of getting up early because we all overslept.
How about Saturday? We're like, yeah, we'll be there at 8. All I hear is Mike at Saturday morning go, fuck, it's 7:30.
Yeah. So, yeah, we ended up getting washed up rather quickly and made our way out to Dark Lord and got in line. And, you know, that was maybe one of the only bad, like, things that we, mistakes that we made at that point, really. It's just...
So did Brad and Trevor and Biscuit stay at, did Paul, Trevor, and Biscuit stay at Brad's place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so they all drove out, like, way ahead of us. They actually got there at 8 o'clock somehow. Because they were all like, yeah, we barely got up in time, or like, we were all tired or something like to that effect, right, Jim?
Yeah.
And then, we got in the line, we shared some beers with people. You got to see, I know you kind of mentioned it, you got to see the community in effect where everybody was just sharing beers with each other, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I distinctly remember last year, like, I was so amped for sharing beers. And I remember we got online and I'm like, I'm cracking this open. Who wants to try some? And I remember all you guys were just like, just wait. And I'm like, yo, this is what this is about. Come on. And you're like,
come on, yeah, man.
Right. You're like, all right, Dylan, just hang on. Just calm down.
Yeah, but you were probably wasted, like, by then.
No, I was not the one drinking at breakfast.
Well, I got to tell you, though, is the line that we were in this year moved a lot faster than the ones last year.
And there was only one line, right?
Yeah, but it moved faster somehow.
Hmm.
Like, we were out of that line to get in probably, what, within a half hour or so, Jim?
You were about 40, 45 minutes.
You think?
Yeah. Plus, you went to the car and everything, so you were gone over an hour.
Huh?
You guys went to the car to drop it off?
When we initially got there.
Oh, when we initially got there? Yeah, about a half an hour. I'm sorry. I thought you meant in the line for Dark Lord Date itself.
The bottles. We were gone for a little while for that. That was fun, though. Sean and I met some fun people waiting in line there. There was a guy, he's like, yeah, I'm from 5 minutes down the road. There was another guy we met, he was from...
He's like, I'm not from 5 minutes down the road.
Like, 5 minutes down the road in Munster, or 5 minutes from you guys?
I think he met from Munster. Oh, that was the other funny thing. I almost forgot. Friday night, you remember when we tried to go to Three Floyds?
Friday night.
And the trains?
Oh, God, yes. I completely forgot about that.
I just remembered it because I was like, oh, I wonder if that guy, I was just thinking about it. I was like, I wonder if that guy lived near the trains. We got stuck in this area where we couldn't get out of it because these trains, like, completely stopped. I don't know how else to explain it. They just they stopped and blocked one or two different roads, I think, and we couldn't get through.
And it was almost like a like a U-shaped kind of thing. No matter which way you went, the train was going to block you.
Yeah. What was funny is we finally found that one road that we were able to make it past, mm-hmm. where the train was just past that road.
Yeah.
Like maybe by about 50 feet. I was like, oh, this one will work.
And Sean's like, here comes the train!
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
I didn't understand that. Like, when you were, I was trying to make sense of that situation because Trevor, and I'm like, are they on a train? I didn't think trains ran to buttfuck nowhere, you know, Indiana. I'm like, what's going on? But now I understand.
Yeah, we were blocked by a train. And it wasn't moving. Like, it just stopped. It wasn't like a commuter train or anything. It was like a, it was carrying shit. I don't know.
if you had said it was a commuter train, I'd be like, well, somewhere on that train, there was a really irate guy also named Jim Edelston, and he was just like, you know what? Suck my fucking dick.
We're never going to live that down, though.
No, never. So you get in.
Yeah, we got in. We hung out for a little while with all the other guys, and then we kind of... We had a little bit of a beef before that. Remember we went to the merch tent? And, I know that there's companies that do shit right. You know, like, say, like, Grindr jerseys, right?
Oh, those guys are the best.
I know, man. Like, they, you know, they know their audience. They know what they're getting into. They know to get sizes for all people and enough sizes to cover the crowd that's going to be at this event that's willing to spend money. You know what company doesn't do that?
Who's that?
Three Floyds Brewing.
What's that?
They don't get sizes to cover everybody that's at their event.
Do you really want to get into that whole discussion, though?
I do, man, because, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Is that they're just throwing money away. And I don't even mean... I mean, I know I'm a big guy. But, I mean, when they ran out of sizes for people like your size and like Trevor's size...
Oh, and my size?
And your size? That's sad. That's like, what the hell are you doing? You're just throwing money away. Why wouldn't you have stuff to fit people? You got 6,000 people coming to this thing and you don't think that those people want to buy souvenirs and shit? What, I mean, considering they're coming from probably all over the country and shit, why the fuck wouldn't you want to sell that stuff? I don't get it, man. I mean, we'll get into it because
Want to get into it? Let's get into it. So here we go.
Let's get into it.
So you sell 6,000 tickets to this event, right? And
yeah.
I'm sorry, but, you know, again, it's just me. And granted, I didn't, you know, Imperial, whatever. We'll get into the whole Stout stuff or whatever when we start talking about what I tried at Dark Lord. But you go, like, all right, 6,000 tickets, you know. All right, so example me. You know, the artwork. That's where I was going. So the artwork on the beer, I mean, beer company's artwork is either fucking phenomenal or absolutely ass. There's like no in between. You laugh because you know, right. It's fucking true, Dylan. I mean, when you see...
It is true.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not going to like throw any names out, but I know one particular that I really like the artwork to that you guys are like, meh, beer's okay, but whatever. So the artwork doesn't necessarily go with whether the beer's good or not, but it's just... it's so weird that, like, you wouldn't think, like, the artwork would be that important for a label for a beer. But, I mean, you look at, like, for example, Sean was in town yesterday, and he grabbed his stuff, and we had to do some stuff for work, and we went to VM right before he left to go home. And it's just, mm-hmm. like, walking up and down all the aisles, just looking at all the different artwork, and it's just amazing how much there is for it. And even that 350 that we were at, that Laura's working at now, I mean, like I told you, there was like four logos they had there that I fucking absolutely loved, and I would wear on a shirt, or I'd love to put on a hockey jersey. But
well, shit, the pipework stuff, how cool that stuff!
Oh, exactly, all of it. It's just, yeah. And again, granted, I mean, I'm not like beer snobs like you guys are. Like, that's the best way I can describe you. But it's like the total package for a brewery. Is, you know, obviously the beer's got to be first. I mean, that's the product. But it's like it's like the artwork comes second for it. I mean, look at Freeheads, how amazing their artwork is. It's like it's almost part of the package. It's like, you know, okay,
we're
going to start a craft beer place. We're going to open up our own location. We're going to start selling some beer. It's like it's almost a given that you have to have killer artwork, not just decent artwork, good artwork. And
so when you have an event like of this size, I mean, you saw how many people there were. Why wouldn't you make that part of the experience that, you know,
right,
a lot of those people would be able to bring home something,
right,
with that artwork?
And that's where I was eventually going, because I'm taking a long time, because obviously you guys know how much I've gotten into art the last couple of years.
Right.
So you've got this killer artwork. They've got new Dark Lord Day artwork this year, which I remember you guys showing me the artwork from last year, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. And is that the Alpha King? Is that the guy that's on it?
No, Alpha King is a completely different beer.
Right, but who's the guy on there has a name.
Yeah, he's the Dark Lord.
Okay, he's just Dark Lord? Okay.
He is the Dark Lord.
Okay, so new...
The Dark Lord changes every year.
Oh, it's a different person every year?
No. Just like the artwork of the Dark Lord changes.
No, the last couple of years were the same.
Well, then I guess they updated. Well, I know they updated him this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
if you look at the vintages from even a few years ago, they're different.
Yeah, a couple years ago are different. I think
like when they first started it.
Oh, shit, that was a long time ago. I think 13 was one. I think 14, 15, and 16, or at least 15, 16, used the same artwork. Because I was looking at the bottles at Open Bottle. But, so you got this new killer artwork, right? And, you know, Three Floyd's got a lot of cool artwork, and they've got two different merch booths. The first merch booth we came up to, I even looked at Mike, and I'm like, man, this is what they're selling? And then we get to the huge merch booth. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Mike.
That first one, I think it was kind of like, some of the stuff was Three Floyd stuff, but I think it was also put on by like an Indiana Brewers Association or some such shit.
Okay. So it wasn't one of the off-satellite official ones. It was just a...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it was, like, another company with, like, that was their stuff. But they also had, like, one, like a beer that...
okay.
A beer that maybe was kind of like Three Floyds did it, but it was like a
collaboration or something?
Or something like that, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. But, so you get to the main merch booth, and... before I get into the shirts, I'll go real quick because I don't want to get the Crandall gloss over. So I see this year's Dark Lord poster, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. And I look at last year's, I'm like, last year's is fucking awesome. So it was like $30 for the one and $5 for last year. So I'm like, give me both of them. And I like to get my daughter and her boyfriend shirts or something from wherever I go. And like I said, Dark Lord was just fucking killer this year. So I'm like, and I wasn't going to get me a shirt. But after I grabbed theirs, I told the dude, I'm like, give me another one, you know, because it just, I was like, wow, it, you know, it just was cool. So 6,000 people tickets get sold. You know, use me as an example. I got me a shirt, Jake a shirt, Victoria a shirt, and I was supposed to get Dylan a shirt, but by the time I went back over there, they were sold out of mediums. I ended up getting them a small, hope it fits.
Yo, seriously? What the fuck?
What?
Like, how the fuck do you run out of medium?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So, all right, so me right there.
They ran out of everything.
So, almost everything, dude. So right there, there's four shirts I bought, three of which people weren't at the event, and they sold 6,000 tickets. Like I told Mike, even if they bought half, which I'm guessing, I bet you they bought about 4,000 shirts, maybe 4,500. They probably didn't buy one for each person, which again, in my mind, is fucking stupid, because you've got multiple sales, like, of people picking up other stuff for people. Like, even I was in, like, me and Sean were in VE, and Sean's like, yeah, or something. I said, yeah, oh, the guy just said something about Dark Lord. And I said, I was actually there. And the guy's like, really? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I still want to go, and blah, 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 blah. And the guy behind the counter I got to know, because I was buying so much fucking cream spreckers from them. And he's like, oh, you went. He's like, how was it? And I was like, dude, I told you before, I'm not a big drinker, and, you know, the whole spiel about the community and all that. And he's like, right on, man. He's like, yeah, if you guys go as a group next year or whatever, you know, there's people from here that go or whatever. You'll have to let me know if you guys are going, you know. Maybe you guys can all meet up or, you know, caravan or something. And I'm like, yeah, I said, I'd like to go with my buddies. That's the best part about it, is hanging out. I said, a great time. So, anyway, back to the shirts. So you figure 4,000, 4,500, okay? At that price, they're getting those shirts for anywhere from $3 to $5 each. So just to say $4, $4.50 again. All right.
There's they're marking them up to like, what, $25
No, they were $20 each. So at that point, okay, you're at least making a 300% profit, right? If it was me and I was running the merch booth, and that's not the only shirt they had. They had a long sleeve with it, a hoodie with it. They had this ski mask one that I thought was kind of shitty. And another
they got like the work ones, like the Dickies.
No,
shirt,
they didn't
right?
have anything like that. Nothing. Which I would
really.
That's what I really wanted was one of them because Trevor had it, and I'm like, that's a fucking cool shirt. I'd wear that in a heartbeat. But
the ski mask thing was based on the label art for the variants.
It was, but it just it didn't. There was nothing really cool about it. It was just more of it looked like more of a photograph of a dude in a ski mask. I mean. Which basically it was.
I thought it was kind of odd.
Yeah, it just didn't look right. So you figure all of that. So they're making 300% profit, all right? So say they sold out of their 4,000, 4,500 shirts. They made 300% profit. They're making more money off these fucking shirts than they were making off of each cup of beer they sold that they tapped. And I know that's their business is the beer. And, you know, granted, they should make money from that and everything. But you're missing an opportunity, at least marketing, because people are going to go out all over the country and they're going to wear these shirts and they're going to do free advertising for you. And they're fucking cool as hell. So if it was me, I would have at least doubled the fucking order. OK, how do you.
And you know what? People are going to order them offline.
Well, exactly. So that's
and
that's
just sell them and then just sell them next year.
Well, wait. Yeah, so
it's funny you say that, because guess what I saw today?
Sold it online.
Their Facebook page was going, oh yeah, we're getting these hoodies back into stock. You'll see the sizes come back up. Oh, and we're also going to get t-shirts back into stock from Dark Lord too. So they realized that they totally fucked the order.
Oh, they had to have then. But so say, you know, you've already made 300% profit off of, say, 4,500 shirts, right? So say you're not selling all of them and you've got, you know, I don't know, 1,500 left by the time that everybody's starting to leave. Move your merch over to the exit and save $15. You're still making 200% profit. And then, like you said, Dylan, put them online for $15, $20 each, okay? Send them out. And then if you've got any left over in, say, a month or two, sell them at your fucking little kiosk you got at the shop there. If you have to, sell them for $10, $15. And if you have to clear them out, put them on the website for $5. You still break even. It just blows my mind that they fucking just let that go.
Yeah.
You know, if there's, and I realize we've been talking about fucking t-shirts, we should be talking about a beer event, but like, it's like any one of these big events. It's like, they always change something, and there's always something that, you know, needs to be changed or needs to be improved, and that they always drop the ball somehow.
Oh, and even better, so it only went up to 2x. I think they did have up to 4X, but I mean, they maybe had like 50, because when we went up, Mike's like, do you have a bigger, you know, bigger size? Cause he's so tall. And
no, the guy didn't even let me ask. He's like, we're all sold out of anything higher than 3X.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't catch him
but,
say that.
Yeah.
But again, that's another missed opportunity. So you double the order, and how do you run out of everything but smalls? I mean, you know, like I told Mike, I did a quick scan. I'm like, there's like 6-7 people I just seen right here that are 3-5X sizes. You know, get those sizes. Be cater to your audience. You know, there's like Mike. Yeah. He's like, I would have bought one in a heartbeat. Now he doesn't have, you know, that from there. Let alone, you know, he how many places he goes in the beer community, and he could wear. You know, it's something to wear there. Let alone, you know, just the fact that, you know, cater to your customer a little bit.
I'm really hoping that I can fit into that small, because the medium was not exactly roomy.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're putting them back online, just order another medium and I'll swap you out. I'll give my daughter another one. I mean, she'll wear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although,
I mean, just
before we move from the merch stuff, if we're going to move, my only regret the whole weekend was not buying that fucking hat, man. I want that motherfucker so bad.
Oh, don't worry, Jim. They probably sold out of them, but they'll have them online.
No, it's just the regular 3 Floyd one, not even the Dark Lord one. I just, they're low.
They probably already have them online.
They do, but you can't order them.
Or you'll be back next year.
Well, who knows what hats we'll have by then. Ask Brad if he's going to swing by, if he'll grab me one. But, I mean, if I can order it, I'll order it. I think you even said you wanted one too, Dylan. But, here, I'll send you guys a picture real quick. Dylan knows what they look like. But the hat is just fucking, their logo is so cool. I mean, it's simple, but fucking perfect. You know, the skull with the wings and the crown, it's just very cool logo. It's
very metal.
Very metal. That's weird you said that about. I didn't see their, I was on their website today to see if I could order that hat, too, and I didn't even notice that they said anything about their merch.
It was on their Facebook page. I just happened to see it.
Oh, okay. Dude, I love how these websites ask you, are you 21? Yes. Boom, right in.
I know. A fucking 12-year-old could get in so easily.
Yeah, I just don't understand how they don't cater to their demographic. I mean, so, you clearly see what their demographic is just by the clientele that's at that event.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, putting the shirt debacle aside, how'd everything else go?
Oh, dude, blast. Went fine.
I mean, everything was pretty smooth. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better weather day. That's for certain. I mean, it was gorgeous out. It was a complete and utter opposite of what we ran into last year with all the rain and miserableness and cold. And I mean, that they moved it back a month was probably the best thing they could have done.
What I'm noticing is there's not a big supply of crazy somebody who's acting like a fool stories this year.
I don't know what happened there, but yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Nah. I mean, it was pretty. We were pretty orderly as far as our group goes. I don't know what element was missing, but the craziness certainly was not there.
Mm-mm. It sounds like you need a little bit of unleashed chaos next year to keep you guys on your toes.
Perhaps.
All right, I need verification. Did Laura try to climb a fence like I did last year?
I told you she did.
Laura not only climbed a fence, she was given permission to do so.
Some bullshit.
You know who the authoritarian of that was?
Trevor Graff?
Me.
You?
Fuck yeah.
Why is that?
Because I went and got in line. I went and got in line. Like, dude, this was like a fucking perfect storm, dude. So, everybody started... Why? I don't know. Maybe they were getting all antsy for whatever. So, I was group D. Yeah. So, Mike was group B. Mike and Sean were. Paul and Biscuit were group C. So, I waited a little bit after they left. And I'm like, how much, you know, when do you guys line up? And Mike was like, maybe like 20, 25 minutes ahead of time or something. Well, Group D decided to fucking line up like an hour and a half before.
That's because Group D, I would imagine that everybody in Group D was like, oh, we got to get there early so we can, hopefully there's some like good shit left over.
Even though they changed the format of that this year too, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So... I'm walking down the line, like, all the way up to the front where you first walk in. And what did they let me in? Like, almost 45 minutes early or whatever, Mike?
Yep. Thereabouts, I think. Yeah. I mean, it was tough to tell, though, because the line, I don't think, really truly started moving, like, inside the building until, like, maybe right about at whatever, what was it, 3 o'clock or whatever time you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think they kind of started letting the line move a little bit, but not in to get their allotment until like
actually right, 3 yeah. o'clock. You didn't get that, but yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I'll hit on that in a second. So, I'm walking up there, okay, and I'm walking down the whole line, and the thing is wrapped, or like the line is in a single like line outside of there, but in the little turnstile things like the roller coaster lines at amusement parks, there's nobody in there. They're completely empty. So I'm walking up there, and I think Laura, whatever, I don't know what they went to go take a nap because they were tired or something. So, and they're like, okay, we're going to start letting Group D in. And I'm like, fuck, I don't even know where the hell she is. So I start IMing. And I'm standing right by, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet away from where they're letting people in. And the guy sees I got Group D on. And he goes, come on, dude. And I wasn't even standing in line or anything. And I'm like, fuck, I ain't passing this up. So I'm like, fuck it. I went in and I said, hey,
I'm doing it for Dylan.
Yeah. So I'm like, I was like, the person I'm with, she had to go fucking piss bad. You know, what's the deal? And they're like, you know, just grab her or whatever when she's coming down and be like, hey, over here, and have her hop over. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm IMing her, Brad, whatever. Brad finds her, brings her down, whatever, after like forever. So we're standing there right by the security people or whatever. And she's like, what do I do? And I'm like, fucking climb over the fence. And she's like, am I allowed? All these people are going to be pissed off. They've been in line. I'm like, I told when I walked in that you had to go piss. It's not your fault you had to fucking pee because you drank so much beer today. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, come on. And like, literally, like, hopped right over. And like, two people down was one of the volunteer people, like, that kept everything in order. And, you know, they were all like, hi. Yeah, so she was encouraged to do so.
What a difference a year makes, huh?
I'll tell you.
Watch, I'll go next year and everyone's gonna be like, this year sucked.
It'll rain again.
Yeah, it'll
or
rain
snow.
Again. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, we, you know,
did you guys watch any of the bands?
I watched Goat Whore a little bit.
I didn't see any of it.
See, that's the one thing is I would have wanted to stay because I would have wanted to see High on Fire. So that would have been tricky.
I mean, I probably would have walked around a little bit, but I mean, you know, like Sean walked around quite a ways and I don't know where he went to, but he walked all over the place. And
yeah, me and Sean even piled around for a little bit, just walking around random places.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, granted, had a good time.
There was a time when I was just chilling out and I was just sitting there, but.
And I'll have you know, too, Dylan, the Hailstorm sticker I got you, my wristband, my ticket into the event, the lanyard it was on, the TP I wiped my butt with, everything. Oh, the tote the beer came in. Everything is in your bag for you. There isn't a thing missing.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much.
I just figured, you know, the having a ticket into there with my name on it would mean so much more to you than it does to me.
Oh, I'm going to fucking sleep with that thing every night.
I would.
I'll have you know that Jim left the bag with me to give to you. There might be some stuff missing when you get it.
I can't really blame you.
Well, that threat was made to me last year, too, and I found everything miraculously, so...
I thought everything went smooth with, like, getting the beer and all that stuff. I mean, that wasn't a problem. But we left, what was it, about 4 o'clock or so, I want to say?
I think it was after that. It was probably between 4 and 4:30, but...
Yeah. And we stopped off at the Speedway, got drinks.
We did, but we should have never done that.
M&M's. Oh, yeah. someone got a little gassy in the van while we were inside. A little. A smidge gassy.
I don't know if a little is the right word.
It was Laura?
No, because Jim, Sean, and I drove separately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you just say? Oh, gaga?
I meant to say, oh, yeah, and it came out as, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know what happened there. I am a little congested just because of
sucking cock.
Fucking allergies, man.
Oh boy.
So somebody got a little gassy. Someone had a little bit too much of the Three Floyds hot sauce at the event.
Dude,
I don't know about that.
It was so bad that like Sean was sitting there with the windows down. I think at that point we all had the windows down. I smelled it approaching the van. I got opened up the sliding glass door, went to go sit down. I'm like, I had to get back out.
like Jim didn't puke at the event from drinking too much. He puked in the parking lot of a fucking gas station because his ass smelled so bad.
Yeah. Oh,
not his ass.
No, Sean's. Oh, and we have a new theory too. It wasn't the food that I ate. Before the Guns N' Roses concert that got me sick, it was Sean.
Yeah, so, we went back to the hotel, where we relaxed for a little while, and then we went to this chain brewery, Rock Bottom Brewing. And,
so bad.
I had quite the experience there. We went there last year, Dylan. I don't know if you recall.
No, I recall. I was just very, like, at that point, so... I was wearing fucking flip-flops with socks on. Because I
had my flip-flops this year. I left my flip-flops behind.
I had neglected to pack an additional pair of shoes because I did not anticipate how fucking rainy it was going to be. And,
God, that's right. That's right.
And I was like, I need these for tomorrow. So we had to put them in the dryer at Brad's place. And I'm like, well, I don't have any other fucking shoes. He's like, well, I got these flip flops, and I was like, fuck it, man. I'll wear them because you're, you know, that I just put them on with a pair of socks and had to begrudgingly go out wearing fucking flip-flops and socks.
Much to your chagrin?
Now, I'm sure the woman that waited on us was incredibly overtaxed. It looked like she had a lot of tables, but it was probably amongst some of the worst service I've ever gotten at a restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan?
Yeah? So is that all you heard all weekend was just, like, low rumblings coming from Jim?
No, not just me, dude. None of us stopped.
Coming from everybody. I mean, you know,
at one point, beyond... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you know, I just wanted to say, like, yeah, the service at that restaurant was really bad. But to answer your question, Dylan, those aforementioned cheese curds that I had twice, plus the deep dish pizza, yeah, that stuff stuck with me the entire weekend. I had stomach issues. Let's put it this way. Jim, you remember we actually had a leftover deep dish that we brought home? You know what I took for lunch on Monday?
That deep dish?
Deep dish. You know what caused me stomach issues Monday afternoon?
That deep dish? That deep dish.
I ate it. I'm like, oh, this is really good. The people at the lunch table at work are like, oh, that looks great. And like 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, man, I shouldn't have eaten that.
It's so good.
That's funny because, like, I do not remember having a problem with it last year.
It's something I was going to mention is that I've started to devise a list of things that I'm going to bring with me next year.
Oh,
is
yeah?
One of them, Dylan.
The first thing on the list, just because of all the cheese, is going to be lactate pills.
Or, like, at least, like, you know. Well, how come I'm not the first thing on your list?
I didn't mean, like, people. I meant like inanimate objects or things that will help enhance the experience. The next thing on my list to go right along with those lactate pills would be some air freshener for the room.
Or some Febreze.
Yeah, because as much as Jim smelled good wearing Axe cologne, it got pretty heavily fogged. After a while, when he kept spraying it anytime any of us would make a stink.
Dude, you had you shitting, Sean shitting, and me shitting.
Oh, you remember the one point, by the way, speaking of all the shitting, that you actually had to go to the lobby to take a shit? All three of us had to shit at the same time.
What's funny is I'm like, I'm first tonight, motherfuckers, and you and Sean were like, yeah, sure. And Sean's like, I don't know if I can make it. And I'm like, well, go ahead. And then we're sitting.
And I'm sitting there on the bed just going, oh, boy.
And I'm like, go ahead, Mike.
He's got his fucking finger up his ass to make sure it doesn't come out.
Oh, my God. So Sean got out of there, and Jim's like, I'm going to go downstairs. And I'm like, fine by me. He literally comes back in to the room. What was it, like 15 minutes later?
Yeah.
And as he's entering the room, he finally hears the toilet flushing. And then, oh my God, the poor woman who had to clean that room. I felt bad for her. She probably opened that door and just went, "Oh, good God!"
Yeah.
So air freshener was on the list as well. And then
candles.
I don't think you can do candles in a hotel room.
Yeah, what do they know? Or just bring a book of wooden matches.
Maybe.
Have you ever done that?
What?
That might blow up the room with the amount of fucking methane coming out of
here. You've never heard of that before?
I have.
I was traveling, like, one time, this is probably like 15 years ago, I was traveling to Michigan for work, and I go into one of the stores I'm working at, and there's fucking a box of wooden matches. I'm like, what the hell are them for? And the dude's like, oh, we light them after we shit. And I just throw them in the toilet and flush it or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, never heard of that before. So, I was like, oh, my stomach later. So, I went in there and I did it. And I'll tell you what, dude, you fucking light a match, it clears the smell out real fucking quick.
Huh. So, the one final item I was going to mention, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. I've never heard that. I mean, that's weird. The one other item I was going to mention was sunblock.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Because, damn, did some people get burned.
Yeah, my nose is peeling now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my arms were really the only thing that got burned on me, and they're really not too bad. Sean got burned. Sean got crisp.
Oh, dude, Sean's head was way redder than mine, too. And that's the other reason I wish I would have bought that fucking hat. But, yeah, dude, I'm out on the website. I was trying to see if I could finagle ordering that hat again. But they got gift cards out here. Should stock up on some gift cards so when you go out next year and go to the kiosk before the event, you can be like, here's my $150 in gift certificates. I'd like these bombers, please.
Exactly. There you go.
Do you like my proper use of the word bombers, too?
Sure. I guess whatever. That brings us to the next thing, though. Is, Well, no, it's going to go right in line with your bombers.
No, I'm just...
I think Jim might have a huge taste for beer that comes in bombers, Dylan.
Oh, that's right. I was chugging that one. Well, they said finishes off. I don't know how much chugging, but... Was it
that chocolate raspberry one that Paul brought?
Yeah, there was, what, maybe 15% left in it or whatever, and he was like, here, you like it, finish it off. That was the picture that you sent Dylan with me having the bottle up in the air.
Yeah, I think I got the same picture of Dylan from last year doing that.
At least we should put up Photoshop them together. With a rainbow coming out of our mouths connecting to each other.
But yeah, I think we discovered Jim seems to have acquired a taste for stouts.
Yeah, dude, who would ever fucking thought, dude? And I know I've beaten a dead horse with it recently, but I'll say it one more last time and then I'm pretty much done with it. But I gotta give Trevor Graff a shout out, man. He cracked the code.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the more flavorful chocolate, raspberry, you know, like you get some really good flavors in there. It seems like something that you seem to enjoy, you know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't bad at all, man.
I'm glad we found something that you like, at least. I mean, I was feeling a little bad that, you know, there might not be anything that you necessarily wanted to have while you were there. Do you have any ciders?
Nah, dude, I've been my whole life. I don't even think twice about it, but it was cool being able to share stuff with you guys. I mean, like, yeah, that tastes this or whatever, but I'll tell you what, though. They had, at one point, there were two different beer booths. One had 17 on tap, DLDs on tap. The other one had 16. And
look at him using all the terms DLD.
Nice. I just didn't feel like saying the whole thing. So Trevor and Biscuit come back like right around the same time. And I think you were the one that said it, Mike. You're like, try those two like and see. Because remember we had the KBS?
Yeah.
And you're like, here's 15, here's 16, here's 17. And I was like, ooh, I think the 16 is the one I like the best. But So the 16 and 17 Dark Lord. What a huge difference just between the fucking year. The 16 was so good. Not that the 17 wasn't bad. It's just that 16 was so much better. Maybe I just need to buy beer a year in advance.
There you go.
I'm probably going to crack a 16 this year at some point.
Since I bought that extra one, I have plans to do so.
Yeah. I was telling a coworker like all the fucking beer I was going to be getting in the beginning of June. And I'm like... It is getting a little stupid how much Dark Lord I will have in my basement, you know, even after this year. Like, fucking 12 bottles of that shit is a little much.
I don't think so.
But that's crazy. That's a lot of fucking beer.
Dude, think about it. That's a 12-pack of... I mean, I understand they're bigger bottles. That's a 12-pack. Considering what the fuck you have to do to go through it, I don't think... To get it, 12 bottles is not a lot.
I guess, you know, That was just some of our impressions of Dark Lord and the weekend and everything. You know, it was a fun time. We had a great time. We had a bit of a drive home, and some of it was entertaining as far as, you know, just conversation with Sean and Jim and whatnot. It went by pretty fast, actually, I thought.
It did, especially since I slept half the way.
Yeah, you were tired.
Tired. You put me in a moving vehicle while being asleep.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Our Canadian correspondent, Paul Saunders, posted a link to this news article about the America's Favorite Burger. And it's basically a top 10 list that was created by a Harris poll, which listed the top 10 rankings in the burger category. So we'll do like 10 down to 1. So the 10th one was Steak and Shake.
I've never had the...
Which, I've had Steak and Shake before, and a sum of the whole part, I think the burgers are usually pretty decent, but I don't really care for the fries or...
Fries are like the straight shakes. Fries, but Their shakes are good, but, I mean, their burgers are okay at best. I mean, I don't think that's anything to write home about the whole place, but...
Yeah. Number 9 was Smash Burger.
Never had it.
I had Smash Burger once at an airport.
Not really anything to write home about.
It was fine. It was kind of interesting how they made the burger, I guess, but... Like, it tasted pretty good. I had, like, a mushroom truffle one, but it was, it didn't blow me. It was really greasy. That's what I remember.
Hmm.
Number 8 is, Sonic.
I've never had a Sonic burger, nor do I ever want to.
Oh, they're not bad.
I don't know. I just never was interested.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Wow. You got something against Sonic, huh?
Sounds like it. Sonic. I enjoyed their ice cream.
Yeah.
It was a big deal when Sonic showed up here on Route 17 in good old New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think maybe some of it's how accessible it is to you. Because there's Sonics and Steak and Shakes everywhere around here.
Yeah, so it's...
We just got Sonic up here, but I've had Sonic for years, traveling the country the way I do.
Right.
Next one is McDonald's.
I don't even know why it's on the list.
It's weird that it is.
McDonald's has a very special place in my heart. In college, when I would be drunk and I needed something to eat, or if I was under the influence of something else, and for whatever fucking reason, that just always hit the spot. But that being said, like, that ain't no quality burger. It's just, it kind of, it's like, it is what it is.
Now, number 6, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. It's convenient now, I think. I think that's the whole thing about McDonald's, is it's convenient.
I'm loving it.
I honestly think that the Whopper is probably better.
I've become over the years a bigger fan of Burger King than either of the big three. Over that or Wendy's. I've become a bigger fan.
Personally, I like Wendy's the best.
I do too.
I just like those three.
I just like that Burger King just seems to have a more of a variety to their burgers. Like, you can get different toppings and whatnot.
Whereas, but I actually feel like when I'm eating a Wendy's burger, I actually am like, hey, I feel like I'm almost kind of eating a burger.
Yeah, it's just too much, like, and I know people like this thing and have, like, an unhealthy obsession with it. It just seems like everything is bacon.
Oh, dude, don't get me wrong. I love me some bacon, but I agree with you.
It's like, I just want some other stuff that you can get on a burger occasionally. I do like a bacon cheeseburger, but, you know, come on. Give me something else. So number 6 is one that I'm really looking forward to trying out when we go on the second annual Jim's BBQ Podcast Fan Cruise, because there is one right in Galveston, Texas, which is where the ship is leaving from. And it's one that I've heard a lot about, but I've never got to experience, is Whataburger.
I've never even heard of that.
Did you say Wahlburgers?
No, Whataburger. Like, wow, what a burger that is.
I've never heard of them either.
I've never heard of it, but I'll gladly go experience it with you, Mike.
I've heard of it. I just haven't ever experienced it. Number 5 is kind of funny, given a few conversations that we had over the weekend, is Culver's.
Not familiar with Culver's.
Yeah,
well, I'm only familiar with Culver's because Jim was extolling the virtues of how good Culver's was, and we never made it to one on the weekend.
Yeah, Culver's is good stuff.
All this talk of burgers is making me hungry, and I ate a fucking lot of food today.
Number 4 is Wendy's.
See, again, like, I think Wendy's should probably be number 10 just because it's like, it's fucking fast food no matter how you spin it.
Yeah, some of these I think have a little bit of a different built to the than the others. Like, some of these are more of like the fast counter service type places as opposed to like a fast food place.
Mm-hmm.
They're very different types of places, and I think the quality is different. Like, I'm actually surprised Hardee's isn't on this list, because I always really enjoy Hardee's when I'm traveling.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised Hardee's was not here either.
I mean, as opposed to like McDonald's and maybe Steak and Shake.
It's probably because it's like a nationally recognized brand or something like that.
Perhaps. But I mean, Wendy's and McDonald's are too, you know?
Well, that's what I meant, like those, because of like the national recognition.
And number 3 I know is one that we've had discussions about before, and it's Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is pretty fucking good, man.
I about got in a fucking knife fight with a bitch at Shake Shack one time.
I've been once. And
I was there for that. Jim did not say, suck my fucking dick.
I didn't fucking back down from that whore either.
Whoa. That's not very nice.
Dude, that's...
She wasn't either.
She was a fucking bitch, dude.
She was not nice.
Oh, is this when you had issues with the seating?
Yes.
Yes. She was not a nice person.
Yeah, we talked about it on the pod before. I mean, and basically it was just, we were just looking to sit together, and it was like, you know, come on. I mean, it's... Everybody was walking around getting seats. I got it before you did. Fucking suck it up. Deal with it.
I had it once, and it was okay. I know a lot of people put it on a pedestal. Like, I know you've said it's really good. Maybe just what I had wasn't, you know, as good as I was hoping it would be.
It was good. I don't think it was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't know, there's some local places here that do, like, burgers, and they're kind of like that fast counter type thing, and they're just locally owned, and I think what they do is good, but I don't know. I didn't see that much big deal about it.
What the hubbubaloo was.
Yeah.
Hubbubaloo.
I think, too, I mean, no matter what is even on this list, I mean, I think everybody's got their favorite stuff anyway.
Oh, most certainly. Like, you know, this was a link that Paul, our Canadian correspondent, posted on his Facebook page, and you saw all the different opinions come out of what people like and, you know, what they don't like and stuff like that. I mean, there was tons of different opinions. Oh, no, this is the best one, or no, this is the best one. And, right. You know, that it's going to vary from person to person and what they like and what, you know. I mean, one person actually, they're like, you know, they mentioned, you know, not liking one of the places on here only because of the price. And I'm like, well, that's not anything to do with it. It's the quality of the food.
Right.
You know, whether you're buying a $3 hamburger at McDonald's or a $7 hamburger at Shake Shack, which one is better? Which one do you like better? That's the part of it. It's nothing to do with, the price. I mean, if you're saying price versus quality, then you got a different thing. But the guy's complaint was the price, period. And that has nothing to do really with what this poll was going after. It was what's the best burger.
Yeah.
But number two was In-N-Out Burger.
Would not know.
Well, again, I think the novelty to that, I've had it. Very good. But I think Shake Shack and that are very similar to me. And again, I think it's more of the novelty of it is it's West Coast, and it's not like you can go anywhere around here and get one.
I mean, I saw some people that live on the West Coast that were really big fans of it. I saw some people on the West Coast that were kind of like, you know, if I had my choices, I would go this over that. You know, in some respects, I think a lot of people that look at like places like that go, oh, the grass is greener because it's something that's not available to them, and they put it at that level. But I can appreciate what they do. Do I think it's the best? I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, it was good. Was it great? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, number one is a place that I actually really do quite enjoy, and it was Five Guys.
I like Five Guys.
Five Guys is good.
I will say this. Well, I'll say two things about Five Guys. One, the fries kick ass.
Oh, they most certainly do.
Yeah. And two, I actually feel like I'm eating like a fucking restaurant quality burger when I eat a Five Guys burger, because that's a big ass burger.
Right. You know what I mean? This is actually the one that someone complained about the price. And I can appreciate that, but like you said, you're getting a restaurant quality burger. You should pay a restaurant quality price for a restaurant quality burger.
Right. Or, and plus, like, yeah, and they're like, oh, you want a small fry? Here's your small fry, and then like another additional pound that's just like laying in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, I dig Five Guys burgers.
Plus peanuts.
Oh, plus the peanuts, which you got to be careful with in case there's anybody there with an allergy.
Yeah.
Oh, plus a lot of them have the awesome soda thing where you can play mixologist. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Dylan just brings a little flask and puts some rum in his. You know how he does.
Oh, yeah, you know. It's like when I go to the movies. Sneak a beer in, buy a couple of shots, pour that in my soda.
There you go.
I'm like a regular degenerate.
But it's an interesting list. I gotta say that.
It is. I think Five Guys is worthy of the number one spot.
I would agree.
Especially since they have Cajun.
I do enjoy him.
Wait, are you talking about the Cajun fries?
Mm-hmm. I haven't put it on my burger, too, though.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, that's the other thing I was going to mention about them is, I mean, the choice of toppings and stuff is pretty remarkable, too, you know? Like, I mean, you can really deck a burger out nice.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Lately, I have kind of found that, like, less is better with a burger than more because sometimes just, like, too much shit on a burger becomes problematic. So I like to keep a little bit, you know, it's like burger.
I personally don't cheese. Like shit on my burger.
I like burger, cheese, and then 1 to 2 additional toppings.
Hmm.
So, like, maybe another veg. You know, you could kind of make the exception with, like, lettuce, tomato, onion. But even then, that's kind of pushing it. Plus, like, I don't know. Like, tomato is just so, it's so, like, harshly acidic. It doesn't always gel well with the beef and the cheese. So I usually just, like, don't fucking do tomato on my burger. But I'll always do onion and lettuce. Just for that little bit of crunch.
Right.
Spice.
So, I mean, we mentioned the burgers, and then we started getting into the fries a little bit at some of the places. Are there any particular fry, like, burger places that do fries that you like?
I do fucking like McDonald's fries, man. I don't know why. I just fucking do.
They sprinkle crack on it.
Yeah.
Three Guys fries are good. McDonald's fries are phenomenal, but...
Like, Wendy's, I don't know. I like them, but there's something about them that...
It's because they're thick and chunky.
I do like to dip them in the chili.
Ugh.
What?
And how about, do you dip them in a Frosty?
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Yeah. I do that. I've heard that Jim's tired.
Tired.
I have heard multiple times that In-N-Out does not have good fries.
I don't really remember the fries.
I'm trying to remember.
So, I don't know, man. I just think that Five Guys, that just like that peanut oil, and they're crispy, and, oh, they're so good.
Actually, you know, I thought the ones on the cruise ship were pretty good.
I like those. I don't like shitty French fries. You know, they're just like some thin cut. You know, I don't like those. I like but I don't really like steak fries either because that's too thick for me. Generally,
you get almost too potatoey.
Yeah,
it's a little too potatoey. I like the ones that come in like a nice tin cup and they're well done. And some of them are just like a little bit soggy.
Yeah, I don't mind steak fries if I'm in the mood for it, but I think the best fries, just in general, are hand-cut, fresh-cut, fair fries if they're done right.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about, like, Arby's?
Their fries or just in general?
No, they're fries.
I like the curly fries.
I do like curly fries. I tell you, man, one of my biggest weaknesses, though, fucking waffle fries.
Oh, like Chick-fil-A?
Ugh. Yeah, they're all right. I like the one. Like, there's a diner near me that, like, I'm sure it's just like some.
The diner in Jersey?
Like, yeah, right? I'm sure it's just like some mass produced, like, brand, but fuck, man. They have some really good waffle fries. Like, waffle fries was a huge weakness for me in college. I love the seasoning they put on them. Oh, so good. Want some of them shits right now?
Let's go for it. Speaking of fries, how about some Irish nachos?
Oh, Blue Wolf.
I wouldn't know. We gotta go there the next time I come up because I wanted to go there for my birthday last year. We didn't go.
Oh, because they were busy. Yeah. That was unfortunate.
It was.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought that was a pretty interesting list, a pretty interesting discussion, you know? I mean, everybody's gonna have their own opinion, but.
Yeah.
Those are probably some of the most talked about. I mean, other than, like, McDonald's and Wendy's and stuff like that, but I mean. I don't know, some of them would probably be considered gourmet fast food, if that's even a word or a thing.
Yeah, they kind of fall into that same vein as, like Taco Bell versus, say, like, Moe's or Chipotle.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both more fast food, but they're different leagues.
Yeah, they call it, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, I said Taco Bell, and I said Moe's or Chipotle, hothead burrito, Jim.
Oh, yeah, shitting during my Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah, they're considered those, like, fast counter service places, is what they call it. Yeah, I dig that kind of style.
Yeah, definitely.
Usually you end up with some pretty good stuff, too, you know?
For the most part, I agree.
Horse of the week.
My favorite one is still the. That's still my favorite one.
I think Mike was craving hearing that, so I had to do it for him. He brought it up quite a few times while we were together.
I think I mentioned it because when I did the one and I was like,
yeah.
That's funny.
I don't think I know who Jim Sarge is.
Oh, do you remember we were talking about that? And like all of a sudden, like I'd wake you up in the middle of the night, like in the hotel room, and just go, duh!
Yes.
That was funny.
Indeed it was.
Well, who is Jim Sarge?
My Sarge. Dylan, go ahead, take it away.
What, my Sarge? I don't really have a Sarge, so...
No, my Sarge. You said you know who it is.
I'm assuming your Sarge is the lady at the airport.
Yep.
That bitch.
I'll tell
you. Well, you know what? I do have a Sarge. The Three Floyds Brewing for not having any fucking medium t-shirts for me.
I'll tell you. Bunch of savages.
Mike?
I thought you said you had one.
I'll go right along with that, because I don't really have anybody else that's deserving of it, but, I mean, it's pretty Sargy that they didn't, you know, they didn't cater to their customers, really. I'm a little disappointed in them. Maybe they'll make good on it, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think Jim's is legitimate, though.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, too.
I think she gets Sarge of the Week.
I mean, if the lady's listening or something, and I did something to the bitch, I mean, I'll apologize. It's all good.
If she's but listening, she do you mean when like she like... listens to this episode?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when... she acted like a dickhead.
Yeah, I mean, I just really kind of...
Oh, you mean when she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I bumped into Jim from Jim's BBQ Pod. Right. I'm their biggest fan.
She's like, I didn't even realize it was him.
God, he looks like a beached whale.
Wow.
Hey, man, you're the one who showed me that fucking picture. You opened that wound.
What picture? You took it.
Yeah, but I didn't make the fucking comment. You're the one who showed me the caption.
Wow, brutal.
I mean, they say a podcast adds on 30 pounds.
That's a pretty good one.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard the same thing, yeah.
I don't know how that works, but somehow it does.
So, well, anyway, she takes the cake.
Maybe it's all that cream soda.
It must be.
Yeah, there's a lot of cream soda.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man, that was pretty bad, man. I mean, it set you down in Chicago on the wrong foot. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
I mean, hopefully, I mean, we got you going a little bit better after that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, how funny was that, by the way, Jim? That I messaged when I printed this stuff out today.
No, I know.
And I ended up
picture of Jim.
I was focused on the wrong document or the wrong page on my PC, and I ended up printing out like the whole like thread of you and Jack and everybody commenting about the shirts.
That was funny.
Oh my God! I grabbed that off the printer. I couldn't stop laughing. It's just a big ass picture of Jim.
Who doesn't want one of those?
I'm sad you didn't hold on to it. You should have, like, kept that with you. We could have, like...
No, I have it. Brantford. I have it.
Oh, yeah. You could hang that up on the door in Brantford.
Maybe.
Too funny.
Maybe just cut it out.
Draw pictures on it.
Cut it out.
Just cut out the picture of Jim and, like, get rid of everything else. I like it. Good idea, Dylan. Maybe we'll do that. I only fear what Jim could possibly... share of ours that might be incriminating.
You know one thing I got on Dylan.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, what is this picture?
Oh, huh? You just wait, my friend.
I think he's just gonna leave it. He's gonna leave it in the in his holster for when he's really ready to pull the gun out and fire it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying maybe it's might be a tit for tat thing if Dylan ever wants to whip out some pictures.
Yeah, I could understand that now that I mean now that I remember which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of me.
Yeah, maybe it is. Oh. Maybe it's not.
I'm intrigued.
You should be.
When am I gonna be able to see this picture?
Whenever I choose.
With the what?
Whenever I choose.
That's kind of bizarre that you're actually not understanding Jim when he's speaking proper English. Just saying.
I'm like, I know I'm missing something here. It's probably really obvious.
No, really, it's not.
What it is.
Whenever it gets unveiled, you're going to be like, dude, really?
But it is me.
It has something to do with you.
Wow. Shit's gotten real, man.
All right, well, I guess I'll find out eventually.
Yeah.
Probably in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it'll be.
What's going on in a couple of weeks?
Oh, we're going up to the Great White North to play in the Walter Gretzky Street Hockey Tournament.
Ah, and we're doing
obviously we'll be doing a live show there.
A live show? Maybe at the Symposium Cafe.
Possibly. Ooh. We'll at least be doing an in-person recording.
Yes.
Probably in our room again, like last year. And Jim can actually drink some beer this year.
Actually looking forward to that. Like, dude, you seen? I already have some beer for Bear Club.
Yeah.
You should bring some beer for Jim's BBQ pod.
I have that, too.
Oh.
There's plenty of beer to go around, man.
Hey, but you know what? If you want to see all of our shenanigans up in Brantford and beyond, maybe even some shenanigans of Jim's from this upcoming weekend where he's going to be up in Buffalo, because, you know, nothing ever good comes out of a trip to Buffalo.
No shit. It will be a good weekend, though.
I know. You'll have a great time. I don't know that I'm going to be up there, because I do have plans on Saturday. But if you want to check out all of our shenanigans, Buffalo, Brantford, and beyond, you could check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Dude, that was
I liked your use of alliteration there.
No, that was like the three Bs.
Yeah.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Buffalo, Brantford, and beyond?
Yeah. That's what Dylan said. Alliteration means like you use the same letter like at the beginning of multiple words, like in a sentence.
Mm.
That's the best way to describe it, right? So, yeah, three Bs.
Jim wouldn't know what that is, though.
Well, I just explained it.
Oh, well, I know, but he wouldn't have known what that was.
Alliterations?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, if you want to see mystery pictures of Dylan, because apparently there is one, you can follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod. And if you want to hear some other bullshit about our podcast, you can follow us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
If you would like to email us, you can at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com and ask for this mystery picture. I'll send it and you can tease Dylan too. Or you could go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episode fresh from the grill. Although, I can give you a hint, Dylan. Think I should give him a hint, Mike?
Nah. Let him chew on it.
It'll kind of be an obscure hint, though.
What's that?
I'm just going to drop it. Hey, Dylan?
What?
Oh.
What?
That's the hint.
I don't have.
You've ever
heard? So, you know what that song is that?
The Right Stuff from NKOTB. The Right Stuff.
Huh.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
See where I'm going with that, Mike?
I don't, but I'm kind of intrigued.
All right, I'll have to explain it to you after.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea where Jim's going with that clue. That's
kind of bad considering you know. So
I do know, but that song, shit, that predates Dylan, doesn't it?
Don't think about the date or the words or anything. Just think about what it represents.
Yeah. I mean, I could see maybe a route that you're going with it, but
it'd be better than going Arirarico. Rico, Suave.
Huh.
What, does somebody think I'm Rico Suave?
Just saying, dude.
Right, now I'm kind of gotten a better idea of something in my head.
Okay.
Cool. I'm wondering if maybe like
we need to stop recording before I ask a question.
No. I'm wondering if like maybe Maybe a show tune might be more appropriate.
Like the I Love Lucy theme song?
I was thinking like a Broadway show tune.
Like, turn it off. Like a light switch. Turn it off.
I don't know that one.
It's from the Book of Mormons.
I haven't seen that.
Good play.
It's funny.
Dylan's got no clue, does he?
Mm-mm.
That's okay, dude. Someday you'll see it.
Someday your prince will come.
Hopefully sooner than later. I might lose sleep over this.
I doubt it.
Thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where our sauce is always hot, sticky, sweet, from our heads to our feet. Yeah.
I kind of like that one, though.
I do, too. All
right. It is live.
All right.
Live from Mike Crandall's van.
Yes. Hi. Welcome to a special supplement of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm not Dylan.
Oh! Wow.
If you couldn't tell who that was Brother Sean.
Brother Sean. Actually, that's probably a good way to refer to him since we talk about different Sean's.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're on our way back from Dark Lord Weekend 2017.
Yeah.
We had quite a fun trip, and I think we're just going to probably just put this into an episode, like as a supplement, you know, like maybe at the end of an episode or whatever, with Dylan, and we'll kind of just go over the trip and whatnot. So like Wednesday, Sean and I set out from Rochester, and we made our way to Cleveland, and we went to Fatheads Brewing and hung out there and had some good beer and some really fucking spicy food, which. It's just ridiculous.
Set the tone for the rest of the trip.
No shit.
No, there was a lot of shit.
There was a lot of shit.
An annoying child kicking the back of the seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was one of those instances where Sean had the toddler, probably aged 4 or so, just pounding and kicking, beating on the back of the booth seat behind him for like the entire time. Almost the entire time we were there. But, the other fun part of that evening is we got to watch the Penguins game and the Game 7 against the Washington Capitals. Penguins pulled that one out. Won. Yeah. And we rejoiced and we were happy. And I was a little shocked at the result. I really expected that the Capitals were going to win. But then we got back in the van the following morning, we had a couple of little side trips that we took first. We met up with our friend Katie in Cleveland, and we had breakfast with her at, what was that place? George's Kitchen?
George's Kitchen,
yeah, that was pretty good.
And then you went to one of my favorite places without me.
Yes, we did. Yes. We went to a Cleveland landmark, if you will. If you will.
Death Road.
Yes. The B.A. Sweeties, which is this huge candy emporium, and they also sell a huge amount of craft soda,
yep.
Which I kind of wanted to, I think we maybe should discuss some things about this place. It's really neat, but I couldn't quite figure out the organization of it. I mean, there were some spots that were obvious, like where they have all the Pez dispensers.
Right.
That seemed pretty obvious, and then
Pop is all in one area.
Well, the pop, yeah. We'll get to the pop. But then also all the Jelly Bellies. All
right.
But the rest of the stuff is just kind of strewn about.
Yeah, you kind of go up and down. It's basically, you got to go up and down the aisles and find what you want.
We call the prepackaged candy because they have the bulk department.
Yeah, the bulk candy is where it's really strewn about. But all the prepackaged stuff, like, you know, they got things that you probably haven't seen for years, like, you know, Mike and Ike's and just weird candy stuff that like might have been hugely popular.
Hardware's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sean got some Chuckles and some
that kind of stuff.
Goo-goo clusters.
Key lime pie Twizzlers.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen those before.
What if they were Ecto Twisters?
Oh. Probably would have gotten a couple back.
Right. Like those Ecto Cooler Twizzlers, that would have been pretty special.
And yeah, we've talked about the Sean's pursuit of the Ecto Cooler back when it was going on the pod.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the phone with Liz while we were walking through
the place trying to find some stuff that she wanted specifically. And one of the things I noticed was that they didn't really have, and it's a pretty big market now, I think, is like the Asian candies, like the Pocky and stuff like that of the world, you know, like, I didn't really find any of that stuff in the store. So that was kind of a little bit of a disappointment. She was looking for something specifically, and she had high hopes that they would have it there. But the other really cool part of this that Sean alluded to a little bit ago was the soda or the pop section, depending on where you're from, right?
Yeah.
Right. And it was quite impressive, I gotta tell you. Coming from an aficionado of craft beer, the amount of craft soda that they had there was pretty cool. And it was from, like, all over the country. Too. Like there's stuff like the Blenheim's ginger ale, which is a ginger ale from South Carolina that I know Liz is a really big fan of. And then they had Ale 81, which is another ginger ale, and I know that one's from Kentucky. But Moxie, I think I saw Moxie there.
I got a bottle of that.
And then I bought this really cool Italian dark green ale, or cream soda. And I bought that to drink while we were traveling, and it was actually really good.
I got a few different birch beers myself, and some cream sodas.
Yeah, I gotta tell you though, there were some odd flavors on that shelf. Like the puke
soda? Yeah, it's called Barf. I took a bunch of pictures of some of the ones that were off.
Flavors I passed
that
them.
I wouldn't get, and I don't know if they're like, just labeled them, but they're flavored something else. I mean, I don't think people would want to buy a vomit.
Yeah, the shock and awe of
label.
There was one that was I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but there was one that was a peanut butter soda.
Yeah, I
see. Oh, the peanut butter and jelly?
Was it peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, there was one that was peanut butter and jelly.
But there was one that was peanut butter and it looked like the color of it looked like peanut butter, except it was liquid. It just looked really disgusting.
The one that really intrigued me, and I do love it, I didn't try the pot, but the buffalo wing one. I had it in my hand, and I'm like, it's got to be, you know, I was like, is it just an orange soda, or is it really buffalo wing flavor? And I'm like,
that would be a little odd.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how I could, if it was buffalo wing flavor, how it would really taste.
Pictures of the labels of some of the other ones that the bacon and chocolate one, and then there's just bacon, and then I think it was the third one.
Right.
A little disappointed I didn't pick those up, but I was more interested in stuff that I was like, okay, I'll actually drink this and enjoy it.
Yeah, so Sean and I made our way from Cleveland, where PA Sweeties is, and where Fathead was. We drove through the rest of Ohio, and then
stopped at Giant Eagle?
That's right. Yes, we stopped at Giant Eagle while we were in Cleveland as well. Sean has a buddy of his that's a aficionado of mustard. And I guess there's this famous Cleveland ballpark mustard that is something. And Sean bought a bottle of that, as well as another bottle of another one, and he bought himself a bottle of the ballpark mustard.
It dropped like nearly $10 in mustard.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, $10 in mustard.
You know what, though? It's funny, because I didn't think of it then, but I don't know if you remember this, Mike, but when Yager was in Pittsburgh, they had Yager Crunchy Peanut Butter.
I seem to recall that, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was like the kind of peanut butter he liked or what, but and of course, he was gone. The peanut butter was gone. So,
right.
Maybe it's his own recipe.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure Yager was turning peanut butter out on his off days.
Maybe that's what he coated it on. Huh. All those VDs he caught.
Possibly. So, yeah, we made our way along on Thursday to Chicago, and a decent drive. We did hit a bunch of construction in Indiana, which was just ridiculous. Sure, they're doing construction on every single bridge on I-80/90 in Indiana, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but not too bad of a trip. I mean, I think the all the construction and traffic and whatnot, it, I think it added about an hour onto our trip. But we met up with our buddy Brad at a bar that we went to, what, a couple times beyond that afterwards, called the Open Bottle, which is a really cool bar/bottle shop in the Tinley Park, Illinois, just south of the Chicago area. If you're into the beer, I would say that's a place to go to experience that stuff, right?
The Open Bottle is really cool.
Yeah. And then we went and picked up Jim at the airport, which I think Jim looked the most professional I've ever seen him when we picked him up.
Probably.
Yes. He's in a nice gray button-down shirt and some black pants. Very stylish.
Styling and profiling.
Man.
Woo!
You know what was funny about all of that was the encounter you had with the woman at the baggage claim.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is, but went to baggage claim number 6 to pick up my luggage. And, you know, everybody's lining up around the whatever it is where they dump all the luggage or whatever, just standing there. And mine hadn't come out yet. This lady, I had an ordeal of a day already. The flight, getting onto the flight was a pain in the ass. Because even though all the paperwork I had, and I even looked because I thought I fucked it up, which is normally the case, but everything I had said 6:30. So I planned accordingly for 6:30 while my flight's at 5:30. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe they're boarding early for some reason. And no, it was 5:30. So Southwest, which I was flying, was changing over systems in a new application that they use for whatever it is they do. And the lines were going slow, so I ended up going outside the guys at the baggage terminal where, you know, you can give them that and a couple of tip and they'll throw it on the line for you. It's usually pretty quick. So we did that. Rushed over to security. Get to security. Well, the air conditioning's out. They just have these fans blowing, which is miserable and hot. I get super cranky when hot. Like, everybody's just dripping sweat. So going through security, it's taking fucking forever. And then there was like 3 security stations, and they didn't, they only had one open, the very end one, so the line was super long. So then me and the scooter, that was like right in front of me, he's going to Chicago too, and the guys, like 4 guys behind me was going to Chicago, so I'm like, well, these guys are on the same flight I am, so I guess it's not that bad. So we literally walked by one of the luggage stations that are closed, and 2 minutes later, they open it up. And we're like, can we go through there? Because we've got a 5:30 flight. And they're like, just stay in the line you're in. And we're like, we were right fucking here. You just let all these people, there were like 3 people behind us, like, into this. And they're like, nope. So we all got irritated. So it took a little over an hour and 15 minutes probably to go through security. Get up to the gate, and everybody's lined up. And I don't know if you know how Southwest does their boarding, but they throw you in groups like A, B, C, and D, and then in each group, they give you a number. And there's these little turnstile or, like, things set up there, and you're supposed to get in those groupings. So everybody knows what order you have, you're supposed to get in to get on the plane, which, I don't know, seems a little awkward to me, but I guess it works for them. So, and there's no air conditioning over there, so everybody's using, like, fans and, like, magazines to try and cool themselves off. It was brutal and miserable there. Finally get on the flight. Get on there. I was like, you know, one of the last people to get on because I forgot to pre-book the night before. I did it the day of that work. And get on the flight, and everybody sits down. And the stewardesses were actually comical because this one dude just would not sit down, and like the whole plane starts clapping when he finally did. It's kind of funny. That was the highlight of it. So get in. They do all their spiel. Well, then we get stuck on the plane for 40 minutes of sitting there because something shifted in the belly, supposedly. And then we take off, and they're like, yeah, we'll make up the time in the air. Nobody's going to be late. And just, well, tons of people had, like, connecting flights. Thank God I was just, that was my stop. So all that, and just cranky as hell, hungry, get there, and then, you know, back to where I was at the luggage thing. And this lady comes up, literally, like, bumps into me. Like, fucking checks me from behind, like a hockey check. I'm like, whoa, like, practically could have spun me around if I wouldn't have probably been planted in my feet. and then grabs her luggage, turns around, and she's like, at least I know how to say excuse me. Or at least I can say excuse me. And I'm like, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, I'm completely unaware of anything that happens. Granted, I'm oblivious to mostly everything that happens around me, but I mean, if I would have wronged this lady or bumped into her, maybe my backpack did because I had my backpack on, I would have known. I would have been like, oh, sorry, excuse me, whatever. Well, but I was unaware of anything whatsoever. At this point, my day was like, I'm fucking done. And I just looked at her. I'm like, you know what? How about you just suck my dick?
Wow.
And she just looked at me and she's like, excuse me, or I don't know, excuse me, pardon me, something. I'm like, yeah, just suck my dick. And she like, ugh. Like huffed away or whatever, and it's just like, you know, I ain't dealing with your bullshit.
You got a little angry there, Sean.
I was
a little aggressive.
I was about to Hulk out.
Yeah, man.
So, got my stuff, came outside. You guys literally, like, within 2 minutes, pulled up to the curb. I see Mike giving a thumbs up, throw our stuff in, or my stuff in Brad's car.
Give you a thumbs up, Jim.
Yeah, I did hear a Jim first. Hopped in the back of the car, me and Sean cuddled up a little bit, and we were on our way. We went straight to Three Floats, didn't we?
We did.
Okay.
We did, because we were all fucking starving.
Yes. Oh, we were all hungry.
And so we got into Three Floats. We went to the... I mean, that's where the Dark Lord event takes place, but we decided we wanted to go there, you know, to go to the brew pub and everything and check that out. And got a table right away, which Brad said was a very rare occasion for that to occur. But man, they love the hardcore metal at Three Floyds. So much so that they were playing at like at I think volume level 11 in the brew pub, and you couldn't even hear the person across the table from you. It was pretty intense.
Cookie Monster metal.
Yes.
Not just heavy metal, Cookie Monster metal. And I dig that stuff, so I was bobbing a little bit and foot was tapping, but yeah, I could hear Sean, but I couldn't hear you and Brad at all.
Right. But I mean, beyond that, you know, the beer was pretty good. The food was excellent. I really liked the food that I had, especially the cheese curds.
Oof.
Oh, those cheese curds were excellent.
Yeah, if anybody ends up in Munster, Indiana at Three Floyds Brewing and get a table, make sure you get the cheese curds. They are fan-fucking-tastic.
They're Crandall approved.
I think they're double Crandall approved because both brothers liked them.
I rather liked them.
That's a double stamp of approval.
Yeah. But we went to the next door to the brew pub. They have a little, I don't know what the hell you call it, table counter? Where you can buy beer and souvenirs and shit.
So yep.
We bought some beer there, and then, I think we just went back to the hotel after that, didn't we? Just kind of crashed for the night?
Yeah, I think so.
Did we?
I think so.
Well, by the time that we got seated and ate and everything, I mean, it was pretty late. 9:30.
I think so.
I mean,
I knew I was exhausted, and you guys said you were beat too. I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to, the Open Bottle the following morning, and that was pretty cool. They had some really good beers on, and a
little Dark Lord tasting, and
our buddy Trevor had arrived early that morning, so we met up with him and Brad again, and, you know, we went there, and, we went to, a couple more breweries, and, wait a minute. You know what? I'm forgetting something. We went across the street. There's a brewery across the street from the Open Bottle. We went to 350 Brewing and we tried a little bit of beer there. And then we went to a place that Sean was really anticipating going to. We went to Al's Italian Beef. Yeah.
And sunk our teeth into some Italian beef.
Yes. It was actually pretty good. But there was another thing of note that occurred at Al's Italian Beef. We got to meet the amazing E.T. the E-Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys are live and in person.
Yeah. So we hung out with E. Basically the rest of the day.
Yeah, he was with us till about midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was
a 12-hour stint, man. That's,
Jim had a lot of catch-up.
Oh, God, catch-up's so good. E-Man, the power bottom. 12-hour stint right there.
Yeah, man. Well, we went to Hailstorm Brewing as well, and Jim really liked Hailstorm, I know that. We like this.
Oh, that Vlad, what was it, Vlad? The
girl, bourbon barrel-aged...
Raspberry.
Russian Imperial Stout.
Well, what was it called? Vlad something. It wasn't Vlad the Impaler, was it?
I can't remember. And then finally our friends Paul and Biscuit made it to town. Oh, everybody knows Paul on the podcast, our Canadian correspondent, Paul.
Yep.
We met up with them. We went back to Three Flights again. Met up with them and hung out there for a little while. Got a table, had some drinks, a little bit of food, and then made our way to another place that Sean especially wanted to visit was Giordano's Pizza. Well, not that specifically. It was good. I'm glad we went there. I just went in general, wanted deep dish. So we had to have the classic Chicago-style deep dish pizza, which we all got to experience.
Yeah, Giordano's is my favorite, and then probably Lou Malnati's second. But Sean actually kind of even a little bit threw down a gauntlet in front of me and like almost stabbed me in the foot. But he basically said, "This fucking pizza better be good." Not in those words exactly, but I mean it was a very nice way that I was setting up the expectations that you know he did not want to be disappointed.
Yeah, and I wasn't.
No, you.
Very good.
You were a champ. You were pretty fucking quiet the whole time, so you had to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's what we didn't hear from you for like an hour. Just look down the table. You're just sitting there smiling, eating pizza. Which, I mean, what else is there really to do at that point when you got some deep dish pizza in front of you?
You got a whole mess of cheese.
Oh, God, so...
Oh, my God. The cheese just this weekend just killed me.
You know what? In fact, next time I come up your way, Mike, I think I'm going to do the night or the day of them coming out. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll order some pizza from Giordano's because I think they overnight it.
Yeah.
We'll ship it up to you, and then we'll have some pizza that night or something.
Sean won't be in town.
Huh?
Sean won't be in town.
Oh, really?
In Boston.
Well, what are you going to Boston to see? What band?
For a beer fest out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What brew?
It's called the Microbrew Invitational. So it's a bunch of different microbreweries, mostly East Coast, New England.
Nice.
Some New York. So they'll have it
at we'll do that
Seaport World Trade Center.
What's that, the East Coast brew?
No, the Giordano's Pizza Order.
Okay.
We'll do it sometime.
Yeah. So you're going with some of your boys there, Sean?
Yeah. Yep. A friend of mine lives out in Salem with his wife. Going out with a couple mutual friends.
Very nice.
So I'll be there for a long weekend.
Very cool.
Yeah, the amount of cheese this weekend and beer led to like some gastrointestinal issues, I must say.
Yeah.
It seemed to be... have afflicted all of us. Half a center being in the hotel room.
Definitely.
Oh my God, yeah, that was a...
In fact, at one point, I had to go down to the bathroom in the lobby because there was a line in the hotel room.
Yeah, I think that was after we got back from Giordano's.
It was.
Yeah. So, I mean, that took us basically through Friday. Saturday was a fun day. I mean, we went to Dark Lord, but, we had plans to meet up with our friends about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we woke up at 7:30 realizing that we were going to be a little bit late. But we got out and on the road, pretty record time. Yeah, we made it there, what, at about 8:30, 9-ish by the time we broke in.
There wasn't a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The line moved pretty quickly through to get into the festival.
Oh, the line was fucking long. You're right, Sean. It was over in line, like maybe half an hour.
Yeah. It was pretty cool situation, though, in the line as people are sharing beers amongst each other and with their line mates. You saw a couple of instances where people were just handing a bottle and just passing it back through the line. It's kind of cool. There's lots of good stuff that got shared and got to experience some other beers, you know. It's kind of neat. We got to share some beers with people that we brought. You ever seen anything like that, Jim?
I was just going to say, it was definitely an experience for me. It was cool. Obviously, the draw for me to go was just to go hang out with you guys and have a good time, which was definitely accomplished. Then I got the mule for Dylan, which was another, you know, feather in the cap. But, yeah, I've never seen the beer community. I mean, you've always said, you know, if you say community, I know you're talking about the beer community.
Yeah.
But it's so weird. I mean, people are just walking around with all the stuff they brought and literally walking by you and they'd see, you know, a couple of people tasting something or whatever. And they'd be like, I've got the blah, 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 you know, 2015 with the extra whiff of vanilla. Would you like to taste? And people, you know, whip out their little snifters and, yeah, give me a little sip or whatever. And, hey, we've got this. And everybody just stands around and starts, all of a sudden, cluster forms and everybody starts fucking pouring beer all over each other and in their glasses and tasting shit.
You must have been at a
all over each other.
All over each other?
Yeah. Well, that
sounds like a sticky situation.
No, it did get sticky, and then people start to undress and they're licking it off each other. And
I'm walking like, to entirely different hospital.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of here. I gotta go back and find out where these guys are.
Yeah.
No, in seriousness, it was very cool. The community, as Mike calls it, was very cool. I don't think there was anybody, and this is what's fucked up too. I mean, going back to the airport thing, I mean, if I bumped into a lady, whatever, if you ever listen to this lady, I'm sorry if I bumped into you, but anyway, everybody was fucking friendly, and you think, you know, and there was a lot of people that were fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And there, I did not run across one person that bumped into me, or I bumped into them, or, you know, they're like, oh, you know, sorry, or, you know, like, a lot of people spin around to make sure that you didn't have a beer, like, you know, to make sure you didn't spill anything. Even people that bumped into people and spilled beer, you know, that's like a big offense. But they're like, ah, fuck it, we'll go get another one. You know, it was like a big friendly fest. And I think last night when we were eating, I recalled it an equivalent of what I could call it or even compare it to is like Comic-Con for beer.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
But Comic-Con people are definitely not as friendly as the beer people.
Yeah, so there was one thing that we had a long discussion about yesterday, and I think I've seen two ends of this, that, like, different breweries I've gone to, and, you know, one of the things I've seen, and you mentioned this community, the main part of, like, a craft beer community, is that you have people of all different shapes and sizes.
Right. Oh, yes. And, I know where you're going.
And some of, and I mean, you have small people, you have large people, you have tall people, fat people, skinny people, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. I know what you're saying. You know what you're saying?
And one of the things I felt like that maybe Three Floyds failed at was having enough merch to accommodate the crowds that they have. I mean, you have, I think Paul said they sold 6,000 tickets for this thing. And looking around at the cross-section of the people, they didn't have enough merch to even cater to half of those people.
Right.
I mean,
as far as T-shirts.
T-shirts and other items, you know. You would think that you would want to try and sell as much of that stuff as possible, but they didn't. I mean, I know I'm a big guy, but, I mean, they didn't even have, you know, they ran out of shirts and, like, the main logo shirt that, like, you got, Jim.
Yeah.
They ran out of that, like, what, within an hour or two of the festival opening?
Right, because when Dylan said he wanted it, it wasn't that much longer when I went back over to go get it.
When I went back to get to check it out again, they were down to... at least that particular shirt, they were down to a small. That was right. It.
Yeah, well, I went back... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, then some of the other stuff, too. Like, they had a long sleeve version of that.
The hoodie thing?
Yeah. Well, I think even then, just, like, a long sleeve shirt. And that was down to, like, maybe only a size into, like, small, medium. So, like, even just some of the large, extra large were all gone. And, I mean, it wasn't, like... you know, really, really late or anything when I was over checking out the merch again. It just blows my mind.
Such a mismarketing opportunity and moneymaker on their part. Yeah, I mean, we got all our merch or whatever, and I got my posters because I was like, you know, these that take the art.
But no, you got all your merch.
I didn't get anywhere.
No, that's right, because they didn't have your size.
They didn't have anything.
Got shirt. I got a shirt. The shirt's really fucking cool. I mean,
yeah.
You know, again, I mean, you've listened to the pod. You know, I drink, like, Sprecher's Cream Soda, and, you know, these guys are drinking brews or whatever. You know, beer's not the big thing for me, but I'll tell you what, man. If anybody ever says, hey, I'm going to a festival, or hey, can you come and mule for somebody, just freaking go to experience it, man. It's a great time. You won't regret it. Like I said, I grabbed a shirt for me and my daughter and her boyfriend because I like to grab them a little something everywhere I go or whatever. And the artwork on the freaking shirt is amazing. I mean, when we first walked in, I see that first booth you seen. It was just like a Dark Lord with the wings on the side. Like, it just said Dark Lord with the wings.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even going to pick that shirt up. When I seen these ones, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to get for everybody.
Right.
But didn't even think about the posters, like, or them having them until I saw that they were hanging there. Art was really fucking cool. Grab two of those. I'll frame them and throw them up. You know, a little bit of a memorable thing, I guess. I can see it hanging up and walk by it every day. But, right. Yeah, the merch was just... I mean, even, like, the point, like, we spun around at that one point. I was like, I see, like, 7 or 8 people with just a quick glance that could probably use 3X, 4X, maybe 5X shirts. And it's not like... And Sean just said everything that was left was smaller medium. So that right there tells you they missed the mark. I mean, whether they bought equal quantities or even if they bought less of smaller medium, that tells you how quick the other sizes sold out. But, I mean, you gotta have the other stuff. And like we were talking,
you gotta cater to your masses,
right? And it wasn't even just big, you know. It wasn't even like hefty people. It's just there's a lot of big people, not, you know. But it just blew my mind that they didn't at least have up to 4, maybe 5X. But and they probably would have sold 5X too. But
sure,
you know, you figure 6,000 tickets sold. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so 6,000 tickets sold. So take me, for example. I went up, I bought me, my daughter, and her boyfriend a shirt, right?
Right.
And I wouldn't have bought a shirt if it wouldn't have been this one.
Yeah.
So there's 3 shirts right there, okay? And there's other people that were buying stuff for other people, too. And when we were up there, they were like, oh, yeah, Billy'd like this or whatever. But the thing is, so they got 6,000 people coming to this. Even if they bought 3,000 shirts, you're getting those shirts for probably $4 to $5 each.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going high. More than likely, they got them between $3 and $4. I'm guessing.
Yeah. So the margin they're making on those is
right.
Huge.
So they're making over a 200% profit on these things. So,
yeah.
Even say $5, okay? You're making a 300% profit at $20. So buy the larger sizes if you think it's a risk. Anyway, so you sell them for $20 there. Obviously, they sold out of almost everything. So they lost money by not having more sizes or more quantity.
Even if you didn't sell them all there, you could sell them online after the fact for like $10 to $15 each and be done with it, you know?
And I'll bet you anything. So, you know, all right, like we were saying, 300% profit. So towards the end of the night, say you have whatever left, move the merch booth over to the exit.
Yeah.
And say $15. And then as the night goes on a little bit more, $10. You're still making 100% profit. And, like, you could throw them online, probably at least get $15 each for them for people that wanted to go or loved it, or like the design or whatever. I mean, it lost tons of money. I mean, per shirt they sold, not that, you know, everybody that entered was going to get a shirt to buy, but, you know.
A vast majority probably would have.
Oh, a huge chunk. I mean, for example, like you liked the shirt. They didn't have your size. You would have loved to have it. But it just... You know, the markup and the money they made from them, I know it's a beer fest and it's not a shirt fest or whatever, but they lost a lot of money, I think. And,
they got people that are willing to spend money and they're losing it.
Well, plus the marketing, too. You sell shirts, you're making money off it, and people are walking around advertising for it.
Yep. Well, it's like the Guns N' Roses show we went to last year. Their merch, like, you know, they didn't have nearly enough for what the number of people,
you know,
and the different styles of the shirts, and they just out of the sizes.
Yeah. And I would, even Guns N' Roses, I would have considered buying that baseball shirt, but it didn't fit right. I'm not going to spend, what was it, $65 for it or something? Or 70
probably
maybe?
At least.
And I'm like, I'm not spending this kind of money on it if it doesn't fit right. And it took me, I think, 3 tries of asking for different shirts before I got one I wanted in the size, my 2X. And that was before the concert started.
So, I mean, it was, it was fun. I mean, it was fun and everything, and we, you know, long day. And, I mean, we definitely, we all got sunburned one form or the other because it was really hot out and the sun was shining. So, a vastly different weather experience than last year. But I know we were all pretty tired.
Tired.
When we left, we got back to our hotel, and Jim ended up taking a little bit of a nap, and then we went out to dinner. This is the other thing I just wanted to bring up is I don't know, like, the last time I had as horrible service as I did last night where we went. The place we went to, it's called Rock Bottom Brewery. Evidently, it's a chain restaurant.
And we found out they have one up in Rochester, Buffalo.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be fair, a caveat with the fact, the lady was nice.
She was.
And I think she was spread a little thin, because if you see the area she was covering.
It was huge.
Like, I know you were facing the other way, but, like, I was watching her. She had that whole area where we were at and the entire outside.
Yeah.
So.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah. I know she had a lot of big area, but.
I wonder if somebody called off or something.
Yeah, the one point or that kind of sucked. I mean, we did get there a little bit later than the rest of the guys, but like when you, Sean, and I all ordered food at the same time, and his tacos came out, and then we waited like what, another 40 minutes or so before our food came out,
something like that.
And they clearly forgot to make our food. The comical thing about that was is what I ordered. I ordered a club sandwich.
Yeah, yours wasn't
even. Yeah, mine wasn't exactly something that should have taken, you know, an hour to make. It should have taken about 15 minutes to make, if that, you know.
Just a few years would have literally been if the ticket slipped down. It should have taken that long.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny. And then we went over and hung out with the whole group. Last night, we shared a couple more bottles of beer, but I think everybody was pretty tired at that point.
Yeah, everybody was really tired. And you brought the thick mint, which I got a little taste of again, which was good.
Yeah, the thick mint was pretty good. And we're headed back to dropping Jim off and heading back to the ROC and wrapping this trip up, you know. I had a great time.
Wrapping it up like a fucking birthday present.
Yeah, man. Weather was beautiful. I can't complain about that. Beer was good. It had lots of great beers.
Well, you kept your, what are those hats called?
Oh, my Tilly hat.
Yeah, it's not a bucket hat, it's a Tilly hat. But, yeah, dude, you, me and Sean caught some sunburn on our foreheads and face and arms or whatever, but, stinging a little bit today, but Mike had his Tilly hat on and, his upper top is funky fresh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that closes it out for our special Jim's BBQ podcast supplement edition that we'll add on to one of the episodes. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @JimsBBQPod.
Correct. And you can also email us and ask where the fuck Dylan is at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
You know, I got one question.
What?
Where the fuck is Dylan at?
Dylan,
where are you, man?
I can't ask Jeeves.
Oh, ask Jeeves.
Yeah,
where Dylan's at.
What's, remember the car 54, where are you? Hey, Dylan, where are you? Dylan will have to tell his part of the story when we tell our story this week, but I think... What else was there? Oh, you could go to www.jimsbbqpod.com, get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Wait, hold on a little bit. Let's do it again.
What's that?
Do it again.
Or you could go to the website and get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com. Got a little bit of harmony there since we aren't over the internet, but... from there, you can also go to rate, review, and subscribe, like us on iTunes, and let us know what you think. Make a comment right there. Even if you think we suck, give us no stars, one star, whatever the fuck you want. make a comment. Yeah. Tell us Dylan's a Sarge. You know, do whatever you got to do at that point. But I mean, it's Apple. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, so, subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim.
My chagrin.
Chagrin.
Definitely. So.
Hey, that closes it out for Jim's BBQ Pod.
So that be the new name of the podcast?
What?
Jim's Chagrin.
Jim's Chagrin. Nice. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But we'll catch you next time. It's Mike signing off.
Jim's out of here.
Not Dylan.
Not Dylan.
Not Dylan. All right, we'll catch you guys later.
Goodbye.